We're back here at the Eagles Nest at Mountain View Birch Street, getting ready for Thayer Bobcat football tonight. Both teams are 1-1 coming in. Let's take a look at the starting lineup. First for the Thayer Bobcats, it'll be number 2, Jackson Willison in the Bobcat backfield. Kyron Magnuson wears number 4. He'll be at the tight end. One of the wideouts is number 9, Jesse White. Landry Pitts, the junior quarterback, making his third start of his career. Lane Grimes, number 24, is the other wideout. Jordan Madden in the Bobcat backfield. And the big dogs up front, Dalton Nicholson, Austin Green, Schaefer Mullins, Bobby Dale, and Zach Jones, who have done a great job all season long. The Thayer Bobcats have had 3 100-yard rushers in just 2 games. Of course, week 1 against Atai, Jordan Madden went for 176, and Jackson Willison had about 142, I believe it was. And then last week, over 150 yards for Jordan Madden. Jackson, who had injured his knee early in the week last week, didn't carry the ball a whole lot last Friday night, and I think they were just kind of being cautious, really didn't need him to run the ball a whole lot. But I suspect that he will be ready to go here tonight, because you might remember, folks, it was last year down at Lewis-Bosman Field that Jackson Willison rushed for 246 yards against these Liberty Eagles on 36 carries. He was a workhorse, and he got the job done. All right, starting lineup tonight for the Liberty Eagles on their offensive line, and they are big. They've got the senior, number 67, Braden Gastineau. Also a senior, number 78, Caden Daniels. A sophomore in Keegan Daniels, wearing number 58. Another senior, Tate Carl, wears number 71, and Brody Rutledge, number 55. They'll play with 4 wideouts in the spread offense. They are Lucas Frazier, a sophomore, sophomore Drew Ripko, junior Noah Jester, and a junior Gentry Acklin. Yes, there's another Acklin playing football at Mountain View Birch Street. The running back will be Zeb Cornman. He's a good one. And the quarterback is a freshman, making his first varsity start. That is Carter Pruitt. Their normal quarterback is Tyler Watts. And he has strained a hamstring a little bit, so he will not play, is what we were told by the coaches before the ball game tonight. And that's a big loss for these Liberty Eagles. Tyler Watts really having a nice season in the first 2 weeks. So we'll see what the Thayer Bobcat defense can do to get into the head and rush the freshmen. And, you know, that's what they've talked about ever since they found out, Michael, that the freshman was going to start. We got to get after the freshman, got to try and rattle him early.
Absolutely.
All right, so the captains are at midfield, getting ready for the coin toss for the Thayer Bobcats. That'll be big number 79. I'm looking out there trying to decipher that number. 79. Oh, yeah, that's Alex Victorino out there, the captain for the Thayer Bobcats. And we'll have the coin toss here. And, of course, Thayer Bobcats, Coach Billy Weber, he likes to take the ball if he can win that coin toss. All right, kickoff coming up in just about a minute and a half. You're listening to the Thayer Bobcat, OMC Orthopedic pregame show. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
What to take to the great outdoors with that new side-by-side or maybe an RV? Maybe you have your eyes on a new car, truck, or boat. Whatever moves you, Community First can help make it yours. Come talk with a representative and find out how you can get a loan with low interest and monthly payments. Community First Banking Company, Mount Grove, West Plains, and Thayer.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We all have them, problems with our automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs, so maybe you need a doctor. Not a medical doctor, but a car doctor. I have a prescription. It's the Car Doctor 2, north of Thayer on 63. Auto repair, maintenance, flat tires, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, you name it. Just call Corey or Steve, and they'll pick up and deliver your rig. Should you break down, they offer roadside assistance. Now, that's what the doctor ordered. Car Doctor 2 has the technology to program GM and other models for optimal performance, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
And we're back at the Eagles Nest here at Mountain View Birch Street. Thayer Bobcats have won the toss, or I think actually Mountain View Birch Street Liberty won the toss and deferred, so they're going to kick off. Thayer Bobcats are going to get the ball to start this game tonight. And the Liberty Eagles already with the kickoff unit out on the field. Thayer Bobcats getting ready to take the field and try and return this kick. Folks, sit back and relax. We expect to have a slobber knocker here at the Eagles Nest tonight. Big crowd of Bobcat fans have made the trip up, and the huge crowd of Liberty Eagle fans here in the newly renovated Eagles Nest, and it is nice. I tell you, we're ready for football. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun night for football in the SCA. And by the way, coming up at halftime, your Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. We'll have some of the scores from some of the other games. We'll check on some of those as we go through the evening here. On a football Friday week, Friday night, week number three of the high school football season and week number one of the SCA football season. Fair Bobcats, three receivers back deep to receive. Chris Cray standing in the middle. We had a good night last week. Chris didn't get a chance to run a kickback, but he did have an interception that he picked off at about the 5-yard line, took it all the way down to about the 20 on the other end. He is fast and he is shifty, a good runner. And he got receivers to either side to help him out there. I think Landon Madden and looks like Jesse White over on the far side. I've got the three up backs, five across the front. Liberty Eagles looking to tee it up at the 40-yard line. We are getting set. Hope you enjoyed our Ozarks Medical Center's orthopedic Bobcat pregame show. And now we'll get set. And the kick, number seven, to kick it off for the Liberty Eagles. And that is Drew Ripko, one of their wide receivers. He slaps the ball. And here we go. Low line drive kick is going to be taken by Bobcat man on the far side. Oh, he dropped it. Now picks it up at the 15-yard line. Looking for some room to run. There's not anything out there. And out to the 17, 18-yard line. There, Bobcat was not very good field position here to start this game. That was Landon Madden, number 25, on the return for Thayer. And Thayer's had a little bit of trouble fielding kicks all season long in both games. They've had a little bit of trouble fielding those kickoffs. So here we go. Thayer with a first and 10. Looks like they marked him down at about the 18-yard line. A first down brought to you by our friends over at the Ozarks Medical Center's orthopedic clinic. It'll be Landry Pitts out there in the backfield. He gets to play in from the sidelines. Jordan Madden and Jackson Willison in the Bobcat backfield. Kyron Magnuson is the tight end. He's lined up on the near side. Bobcats with the tight end on the far side. That is White. Grimes is in there, too, in the backfield. Bobcats come out on the power tee. Hand it off to Jordan Madden. Running over the left side. Jordan all the way out across the 20 to about the 23-yard line. That's a nice 5-yard pickup on first down for the Thayer Bobcats. And that's exactly what you want. Bobcats always preach it. Coach Billy Weber always preaching, you got to win first down on both sides of the ball. Well, there, Bobcats win on first down that time. Second down and five. Bobcats wearing the white uniforms, trimmed in the green tonight. I love these new road unis. They are good-looking uniforms. Thayer again, double tight set in the power tee. Hand the ball to Jordan to Jackson Willison running to the outside, looking for the 30-yard line. He's got it all the way out to the 34 and out of bounds. That'll be a Thayer Bobcat first down. And depending on the spot of the ball, that is a 9-yard pickup for Jackson Willison running over the right side before he got run out of bounds. I believe number 33, which is Zeb Kornman, ran him down and knocked him out at the 34-yard line. Thayer Bobcats with a first down brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Pitts getting the play in again from the sideline. He got two receivers going wide to the far side. Grimes and White both will be over there on the wide side of the field. Bobcats come out of the split back veer, double tight set. Pitched up under center. Long signal count. Straight back, looking to hand it off. He does to Madden, running over the left. He's across the 35. Stacked up at about the 36. Just a couple of yards on the play for Jordan Madden. Number 25 for the Thayer Bobcats. And a big hit in there by a big number 79 for the Liberty Eagles. That would be Lucas Barnes, a 6'1", 285-pound senior. Also number 74, Devin Shoup over there on the end. Is a kind of a 4-4 defense run here by Coach Brock Kanega. He's been running that for a long time here at Liberty. Of course, now he's taken over as the head coach after the departure of Darren Ackles. Thayer on second down and short eight. They'll hand the ball to Willison running over the right. He breaks the tackle to the 40. He's out to the 45-yard line and knocked out of bounds. That'll be another first down on a about a 9-yard pickup for Jackson Willison. So Willison, two carries and 18 yards in the ballgame tonight. Willison running to the short side of the field, and that's another first down brought to you by the OMC Orthopedic in West Plains. Thayer has yet to put the ball in the air. Two first downs on the drive, and they're out to the 45-yard line. Pitts again getting the play in from Coach Billy Weber on the side. They'll go to the huddle with 8 seconds left on the play clock. They're going to have to hurry here. Down to 5 seconds as they come to the line. Pitts in shotgun this time. Got one man to help, and we're going to get a timeout call. Yeah, Coach Billy Weber called that timeout. Took them a little longer to get the play in. So with a timeout on the field, no score, 10:26 to go here in the first quarter. We'll take a break. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
And we're back here at the Eagles Nest on K Country 95, the Ecom Sports Network, coverage of the Thayer Bobcast tonight. Bobcast and Liberty Eagles here in Mountain View. If you're in the area, come on out and enjoy what's going to be a great football game. 10:26 to go in the first quarter. We have a timeout on the field. Thayer Bobcast had a little trouble getting that last play in and had to burn the timeout here early to avoid a penalty on what's been a good drive. They took over. Took the opening kick at their own 18-yard line, and then four plays, it advanced the ball all the way out to the 45. A couple of good runs by Jackson Willison, a couple of 9-yard gains. They are now four wideouts on the field. Pitts is going to be up under center. He's got Jordan Madden in the backfield to protect. Tight end on the, no tight end out there right now. Magnuson in the slot. Now they will send Grimes in motion to the far side. Pitch. Going to give on a handoff to Madden right up the gut, and Jordan's going to carry it out to about the 50-yard line. Now marking down just shy of the 50, but give him five on the pickup. And the Thayer Bobcats coming with a second down and five. Here, ball right on the midfield stripe. They mark it right on the big red line in the middle of the field, marking the 50-yard line. Well, Thayer already 32 yards on this drive and just five plays. They're getting done what they want to get done offensively. They come here in the double wide set again, two on each side. Madden in the backfield. Pitts looking to put a man in motion. Now does. That is Willison coming to the near side. Pitts takes the snap, pitches it to Madden. Madden's got some space. He's across the 50 now to lower his head and run through a tackle and go out of bounds. And about the 48-yard line, Zeb Kornman ran him out of bounds again over there, number 33. And being number 58 for the Liberty Eagles, also there on the play, Keegan Daniels. Keegan Daniels, a 6'3", 260-pound sophomore, and he can move. He's playing a linebacker. A sophomore, 265-pound linebacker playing in the middle, and he ran that play to the sideline. Third down here in three. Third down possession or play of the night for the Thayer Bobcats. They come in the T formation, give the ball to Madden. Madden kept it up inside and lost the football, but he was marked down before the ball came out, and it'll be about a 2-yard pickup. Thayer here with a fourth down and one from the Liberty 46-yard line. Do you go for it on fourth down? I believe Coach Weber is going to say, yes, we will. Yeah, they're going to go for it here. Fourth and one for the Thayer Bobcats. I think they're going to get behind in the pads of that big offensive line to see if they can't shove this thing for about 2 yards and maintain possession. Bobcat fans making some noise up here in the visitor side of the bleachers. Liberty fans making some noise for their defense. Fourth and one, Thayer. Full house backfield in the power tee. They pitch it to Willison. Willison cuts it up inside. He's got the first down and more down to the 42-yard line. Willison with a 4-yard pickup on a fourth and one, and the Thayer Bobcats move the chains. That's another first down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Well, Thayer onto the Liberty side of the field here with a first and 10. Offenses look good, just running the football. They're trying to pack those Liberty Eagles into the box. They're going to turn one loose here in a minute. I just feel it coming on. They're in the power T formation again, double tight end set. Pitts up under center. Hey, Tryon going to give it up in the middle. A little misdirection. Got it to Willison. Willison gets it outside to the 35. All the way down to the 32-yard line. That'll be a 9-yard pickup for Jackson Willison. Bobcast a little razzle-dazzle. A little inside handoff. And Willison was about a step away from taking that thing to the house. Second down and one here for the Thayer Bobcast. The Thayer winning on first down on every play of this drive. This has been impressive. This drive started at their own 18-yard line. Taking it now down to the 33 of the Liberty Eagles. Liberty, by the way, wearing the red uniforms here at home with white numbers, big red helmets. Beautiful eagle that got painted in the middle of the field here. Bobcats here in I formation. Hand the ball off to Willison. Willison right up the gut. He's breaking a tackle. He's down to the 25, 23-yard line before he's brought down. That's a 12-yard pickup for Jackson Willison. And number five out there for the Liberty Eagles saved a touchdown right there. That would be Carter Pruitt, the freshman, who will also start at quarterback. And Thayer got it first and 10 down to the 23-and-a-half-yard line of the Liberty Eagles. The Bobcats taking a lot of time on this drive. 4.5 minutes already gone by. Counting down to just about 7.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Thayer doing it all on the ground. Not a pass yet. Double wide set. This time Thayer's in the split back veer. They hand it off to Madden. Noah Pitch is going to keep it. He's to the 20. Gets it off a block to the 15 and down to the 13-yard line. Bobcats running the option out of the veer. Pitch kept it. And a nice fake to the fullback on the inside. And that play is going to go for a good pickup. And it looks like we got a penalty flag down. Oh, we got a holding call on the Thayer Bobcats. Oh, that's going to hurt. That will hurt right there. Pitch made a nice gain. We're going to pick up about 7 on the play, but the holding call, the flag is sitting on about the 15-yard line, so it's going to back it up. They will replay first down. It's going to be first and 13. Well, instead of second down and 3, first down and about 12 and a half. We'll call it 13. As our buddy Ed Mark, the PA announcer here at Mountain View, says 13. So we're going with 13. 13 yards in. Bobcats break the huddle. 6:58 to go in the first quarter. Thayer looking to score here. Getting close to the red zone. Single back set. Now on the Grimes going in motion to the far side. Bobcats pitch it out to Madden. Madden breaks the tackle in the backfield. He's to the 25-20. Cuts it up and dives down to the 16-yard line. Well, they needed about 13. They got about 8 of them right there. Jordan Madden with a good hard run. Going to mark him just shy of the 15-yard line. And the Thayer Bobcats are into the Community First Bank red zone. 6:28 to go in the first quarter. Thayer with a second down and a long 3 coming up this time. They could get a first down down to about the 13-yard line. They're at the 16 right now. So second down and 3. Bobcat football tonight brought to you in part by your good folks over at State Farm Insurance. Scott Cecil and Thayer, along with the Community First Banking Companies of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Bobcats snap it, giving the backfield to Willison. He spins out of a tackle and gets right back to about the line of scrimmage. Good defensive play in the interior of the Liberty Eagles there. Willison goes for no gain on the play. And it'll bring up a third down and about 3 yards to go. Again, with Caden Daniels making the hit on the inside. I mean, Willison got popped about the time he took that handoff, but he spun out of that tackle. But it was a red wall for him to run into right at the line of scrimmage. Put that play in the memory banks and say, don't run it again. Third down and 3, split backfield here for Thayer. Tight end on the near side, Thayer standing up, looking to throw it. Pitch, fakes it one, now comes back the other way. Oh, throws it short. He had a man open down to the 5-yard line. That was Grimes, I believe. But the pass was a little bit short. Now to bring up fourth down and 3 for the Thayer Bobcats. And then they're going to go for it here deep in the Community First Banking Company red zone. So Thayer with a big 4th and 3. Boy, if you don't convert this, you run a lot of time off the clock and come up with nothing. And that'll be a win for the Liberty Eagle defense. Thayer full out backfield in the power tee. 2 tight ends on the near side. All right in the middle of the field. Bobcats run a little misdirection. Give it to Willis. No, they're going to throw it out. Complete the pitch to Madden. Madden at the 10. Breaks the tackle into the end zone. Did they call it a touchdown? Yes, they did. Touchdown, Jordan Madden. It's a 16-yard touchdown pass from Pitts to Madden in the flats, and the Bobcats go on top with 5:15 to go on the 16-yard touchdown pass. Pitts to Jordan Madden. Second pass of the ball game for the Thayer Bobcats. A pitch 1-for-1 for the 16 yards, then a touchdown. Jordan Madden with a nice catch and a nice run after the catch. He would have had the first down anyway, but he wanted that touchdown. Thayer will line up here, kick the extra point with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Pitch to Madden. Boy, that is becoming a familiar theme here in 2020. Bobcats line up for the kick. Cale Willison. Oh, and he didn't get it up. That kick is no good. Willison just almost missed that ball. So something kind of strange going on there on the extra point try. So the extra point is no good. Our score remains 6-0. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over the Liberty Eagles. 5:15 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back with the kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Services in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center, now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
That was almost 7 minute drive. Gives the Thayer Bobcats an early lead here over the Mountain View Berkshire Liberty Eagles. 6-0 our score. A 16-yard pass play from Landry Pitts to Jordan Madden for the touchdown. Extra point try was no good. Thayer Bobcats are going to tee it up here and kick off. Liberty down 6-0. And again, almost 7 minutes gone by in the first quarter. Liberty hadn't touched a football yet, at least not on the offensive side. They'll get their first shot at it with a freshman quarterback making his first varsity start tonight, and that will be Pruitt, a young man by the name of Carter Pruitt. And they say he is a good-looking young quarterback. In fact, we were talking to some of the coaches before the ball game tonight. They got quarterbacks stacked up here all the way down to the seventh grade at Liberty Mountain View Berkshire. Cale Willison got it teed up, ready to kick off with the Thayer Bobcats. And there it is. A high end over end kick is going to be taken at the 20. Ball carries up to the 25, looking for some room to run. Bobcats trying to get him corralled. That is Corman, and Corman carries it all the way out to the 39-yard line. Corman, the starting running back, brings it all the way out to the, we're going to mark him down to 38. The Liberty, good field position here. The Bobcats were a little bit slow getting down the field, even on a short kick. And a good return by Corman. Here comes the Liberty Eagles. Here comes the Thayer Bobcat defense, which pitched a shutout last week. And now they're going to send both teams to the sideline for a water break. Well, 5:09 to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats lead Liberty 6-0. There's a timeout on the field. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're looking for a real estate agent, you might want someone who has all the knowledge, who knows all the tools, and who sees all the possibilities. When you're looking for an agent who knows all their stuff, then you might want a RE/MAX agent. RE/MAX, don't worry, we've done this a million times. Each office independently owned and operated. There are some real estate agents who rely on technology to do their jobs for them.
I have a question about my listing price.
Estimated wait time, 2 hours.
And then there are RE/MAX agents who are with you every step of the way. RE/MAX, don't worry, we've done this a million times. Each office independently owned and operated.
Southern Bank has served the financial needs of America's heartland for over 130 years. They offer excellent checking and savings accounts, as well as loans, and you're going to love Kasasa. It pays you. Stop in for a visit or check out all their services at bankwithsouthern.com. Southern Bank and Thayer will always continue their mission of outstanding customer service and giving back to the communities they serve. That's why they're a proud supporter of Thayer Bobcat football. Strong roots, strong branches, Southern Bank and Thayer, member FDIC.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, here we go. 5:09 to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats lead the Liberty Eagles 6-0. Liberty with their first offensive possession. They run the spread offense. They got three receivers on the far side, one on the near side. Corman in the backfield, along with Pruitt, the freshman quarterback. He's in shotgun. He's going to hand it off to Corman, running right up the middle. Corman gets hit, wrapped up. It'll be about a one-yard gain. Good play in there. The Thayer Bobcats, you know who that was? That's Mean Austin Green making the play, number 58 for the Thayer Bobcats. Mean Austin Green, boy, he has really played well. Especially last week, he had a good ball game. Mean Austin Green, junior, 5'9", 150-pound junior. Second down here in about 9 for the Liberty Eagles after the one-yard pickup for Zeb Cornman. He's in the backfield again. Pruitt in shotgun, rolling to his outside, looking to throw the football. Bobcats did a little bit of pressure, and he's going to tuck it and run. He's got some room. Bobcats trying to catch him from behind. He's out to the 50-yard line. Gets almost knocked down. Now he gets planted at the 45-yard line. That's a good run by the freshman quarterback who had to scramble for his life and then picked up 15 yards on the play. Pruitt, the quarterback, goes for 15 and a first down for the Liberty Eagles, and Thayer trying to catch him from behind. They couldn't get there, but they did give him fit. So a first down for the Liberty Eagles across midfield. Thayer Bobcat defense. That's a tighten up there. Going to have to get somebody on that quarterback. First and 10 for Liberty. Pruitt again in shotgun formation. Big offensive line to protect. He's going to hand the ball to Corman. Corman kind of run to the outside, gets hit behind the line. He'll be brought down for no gain. Who's out there making that play? That's the big dog, Bobby Dale, number 72, making a play for the Thayer Bobcats. He brought down Corman right at the 46-yard line. So it'll be second down and 10 for the Liberty Eagles. Big Bobby Dale making the play. That's what we need out of the All-State nose tackle. All-State offensive lineman, actually, but he also plays on the nose. Second down and 10 for Liberty Eagle. Pruitt in shotgun. Corman on his right hip. Three receivers to the far side. Liberty rolling that way. Now going to look and throw the ball out into the flat. It's going to be caught, but brought down immediately at the 40-yard line. It'll be the receiver knocked out of bounds, actually. And that play is going to go for about 6 yards. Pass was caught by number 7. That is Drew Ripko. Ripko, just a sophomore, made the catch, brought down immediately over there. I believe that was Jesse White on the coverage. That'll be third down and 4 here for Mountain View Birch Tree at the Bobcat 40-yard line. This time Corman's on the left hip of the quarterback. Quarterback just going to keep it running up the middle. Gets hit at the line, dives ahead. We're going to get a penalty. We're going to have a holding call right here on the Liberty Eagles. Yes, it is a hold. Going to be called. Somebody was holding Bobby Dale. Right out in the middle of the field where everybody can see it. So it was not going to be enough for the first down. So Thayer with a decision here. It could be fourth down and 2, or you can back them up 10 to make it third down and about 12. I think you back them up. Yeah, third down and 12. Bobcats moved the ball all the way back to the 49-yard line.
Just early, you always want to take the penalty.
Yeah, take the penalty, absolutely. Especially with it in the middle of the field. That right. Moves it all the way back near midfield. Third down and about 13, actually. Here for the first down. It's going to be an empty backfield for Pruitt, the freshman quarterback. Four wideouts on the near side for Liberty. The lone wideout on the far side, number 8, Noah Jester. So four on the near side, including Corman in the slot nearest the line of scrimmage. Pruitt. Long signal count. Rolling to his left. Looking to throw one out. This ball is going to be caught, but brought down immediately. Good play out there by the Bobcat defense again. That was Griffin Willison making the play, and it's going to be a 2-yard gain on the third down and 13. Makes it fourth down and 11, and you got to think Liberty going to punt this ball away. Wade Thayer just marched it right down the field on that opening possession. Liberty here going to line up, and, well, I'm not sure if they're punting the ball or not. Quarterback is still in there. That's number 5, Pruitt. And he's going to roll it, and there we go. Penalty flag is coming down. Liberty's got too many men on the field, I believe. The white hat is counting. Blew that play dead. And it is too many men on the field against the Liberty Eagles. So that'll back them up again. And surely they're going to punt the ball here. I think they were going to punt it there. I think the quarterback was going to roll out and then kick the ball away. We see that more and more in high school football these days. Rather than just getting back there 12 yards and kicking it away, they roll out, look for maybe an option, and then punt it at the last moment. So we'll see. Number 5 back there is the quarterback, Carter Pruitt. Got two men wide on the far side. He's going to roll up, put a foot into it. Kick is going to go high and deep. Going to be taken by Chris Cray. Back at the 15-yard line, he is trying to get away from the tackler and brought down at the 21. Chris Cray down at the 21. But the Thayer Bobcats have got the ball back with 2 minutes exactly to go in the first quarter. Thayer leads it here early, 6-0 over the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles. And here comes that Thayer Bobcat offense again. Last possession, it was run, 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 and a touchdown pass. Bobcats with 68 total yards in rushing. And, of course, he is 16 on the pass play. Bobcats did have a penalty to overcome on that first drive. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Thayer in the full house backfield. Pitts is the quarterback. Landry turns, going to give it a little misdirection to Willison. Willison's got a blocker. He's out across the 25 to the 29-yard line. Ward Jackson running well here tonight, all the way out to the 29. That's going to be about an 8-yard pickup on first down. Well, the Bobcats, again, winning first down on the offensive side of the ball. Pitts, again, number 10, quarterback getting the play in from the sideline. Play clock down to 23 as the Bobcats break the huddle. Time again, full house backfield. Madden, Willison, and Grimes in the backfield. Second down and 2. And now we get a whistle, a penalty flag down on the far side. And that usually indicates somebody offside. So it's the offense or the defense. Illegal procedure called on the Bobcats. Wow. Apparently somebody moved up there on that line. I didn't see it. Apparently the official on the far side did. So that'll back them up 5. Second down and two becomes second down and six. Minute 27 to go in the first quarter. Beautiful night for football. It is absolutely gorgeous out here at the Eagles Nest tonight. Keep waiting for an airplane to land over at the airport. It's always fun to watch. Bobcats again, a full house backfield, double tight set. Pitch turn, going to give it a little misdirection to Willison. Willison got a blocker in front. Again, he's out to about the 29-yard line, so he gets back to five. Bobcats lost a moment ago. It'll bring up third down at about 3 yards, maybe closer to two, to go for a first down here for the Thayer Bobcats, trying to keep those chains moving. Under a minute to go in the first quarter. A lot of the good football going around the area tonight. Of course, the SCA schedule starting tonight. We'll get some of those scores for you here in a little bit. Also, West Plains Zizzards and Ozarks Conference play up at Rolla with the Bulldogs. Bobcats come out here in the I formation. They turn, give the ball to Willison, running to the left. Catch it back to the 35. First down. Bobcats on a 6-yard run by Jackson Willison. And Willison's on his way to another big night against the Liberty Eagles. Already 62 yards rushing. On 9 carries for Jackson Willison, Bobcat Jr., running back. Remember, he had 246 against the Liberty Eagles a year ago. Really kind of his breakout game. Had over 140 in the Bobcat season opener. Rested a little bit last week. They didn't need him to tote the ball much, and he did. Bobcats again on the I formation. Two wideouts on the far side. Madden's the up back. They turn, pitch it to Willison. Willison got some blockers. He cuts it up again. This time gets hit just across the line, just out across the 36 to the 37-yard line. Running to his left. It'll be about a 2-yard gain on the play. Second down and about 8 to go for the Thayer Bobcat offense here. And that's going to be the final play of the first quarter. At the end of one, Thayer Bobcat 6. Liberty Eagles, nothing. We'll be back with the second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient. Leave as a friend.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
And we're back here. We're having some fun up here in the press booth. One of my good friends, Ed Martin, does the PA here. We were talking about it a while ago. I was talking about him calling it second down and 13. I was calling it second down and 12. We got to get together on the yardage out of here. Good folks up here at Mountain View. I got a lot of friends up here. We have a good time. All right, we're still at the quarter break, and, of course, a little bit extra long, or they take a little bit of extra time here on a kind of a humid night here at the Eagles Nest. Thayer Bobcats took the opening drive, marched it 68 yards down the field for a touchdown. It was a 16-yard pass play from Landry Pitts to Jordan Madden for the Bobcats' first score. And the other highlight of the first quarter is Jackson Willison with 64 rushing yards in the first quarter of the game on 9 carries. He's going to need a good one here. It is second down at about 7 for the Thayer Bobcats at their own 38-yard line. Big defensive line of the Liberty Eagles getting set. Bobcats come to the line. I backfield again. They'll give it to Willison. Willison running up on the left side tackle and is going to pick up just about a yard. Now we got a penalty flag coming in. At the end of the play, Willison's helmet comes off, and we're going to get a holding or a face mask going to be called on Liberty. So a face mask called on the Liberty Eagles, and Willison's helmet came off. He'll have to sit out of play now. But the face mask we tacked on the end of the run was only a yard on the pickup. A yard on the pickup, but the face mask is going to move it. I believe it'll be the incidental kind. It'll be a 5-yard pickup here. Nope, it's the personal foul kind. It's going to go for 15 yards. A penalty on the Liberty Eagles takes the ball all the way across midfield and down to the 46-yard line. A big penalty there against the Liberty Eagles as they pulled Willison. They do call it personal foul face mask. They pulled his helmet off. So Bobcats will come here. They got Jordan Madden and Landon Madden in the – oh, actually, it's just Landon back there, or Jordan Madden, as Pitts is in shotgun here. Four receivers on the field. Bobcats looking to run it. No going to option. Pitts is going to keep it, and he's going to get dropped for a loss. Yeah, Pitts going down at the 49-yard line. That play just didn't look good from the outset. So Bobcats actually lose three. Landry Pitts with a three-yard loss on the play and bring up second down and 13. Just underway here in the second quarter. Low scoring game so far. Fair Bobcats 6, Liberty Eagles 0. And that's the way Fair Bobcats want to keep it. When you play the Liberty Eagles, you want to keep their high-powered offense off the field as much as possible. They're just grinding it out on the ground. Second down here in a long 12, practically 13. Fair comes in the double wide set. Pitts back. We're going to throw the football. Looking downfield. He's got Magnuson open. Oh, he couldn't make the catch at the 30. Kyron Magnuson was wide open down the 30-yard line, and he couldn't make the catch. Oh, my goodness. I'd run that same play right there. I mean, Kyron was wide open. If he catches that ball, it's a touchdown.
He would have been in the end zone untouched.
Untouched. He got behind everybody on the tight end down the seam, but he couldn't quite make the catch. And with a little bit of a wobbly ball in the air. But I know if you talk to Kyron, that's one that he knows he should have caught. Probably thinking about what we was going to do on his touchdown dance. And I'm just kidding. Third down, 13 now with the Fair Bobcats at the Liberty 49-yard line. Full out backfield. Pitch straight up looking to throw. Throw it out in the flat. Got it to Jordan Madden. Makes the catch at the 50. Jukes around to the defender at the 45. Down to the 40. Still on the feet. And to the 39-yard line. So a good play. They're going to pick up 10 yards. About 9 yards on that play. Pitch to Jordan Madden. And it'll be fourth down and 4 for the Fair Bobcats out at the 40-yard line. Let's Coach Billy Weber go for it here. The way the defense played on Liberty's lone possession of the ballgame so far, I think you go for it. They're on their side of the field.
Looks like they are.
Yeah, looks like they will. Pitts will get to a huddle with 13 seconds left on the play clock. 10:34 to go in the first half. Bobcats send Grimes to the far side, Jesse White near side. Flip backfield, double tight. Going to pitch it? No, going to keep it. Pitts looking to throw it, throws it over the middle, pass is caught. It's dropped by Magnuson again at the 30. It was wide open. Ball hit him right in the hands, and he couldn't bring it in, and the Bobcats will turn it over on downs. And again, Magnuson was wide open in the secondary. It would have been a first down, and he might have rumbled for a touchdown on that one, too. So Kyron will be kicking himself over that one. Kyron, got to have a short memory when you play in football. Forget about that play. Make the next one. First and 10, Liberty Eagles here. After the defense held, thanks to a couple of drop passes. Liberty with it. First and 10 at their own 40-yard line. Through it. Young freshman quarterback. Got 5 wideouts on the field. Brings a man in motion across the front of the formation. Now he'll back up and go the other way. And long signal count. They're going to throw it to the motion man out in the flats. Makes the catch on the sideline. Just buried at about the 42-yard line. Good play by the Bobcats coming up to make that stop. And it'll be a 2-yard pickup on first down for the Liberty Eagles. Actually, where they mark him down, it's going to be 1. 1 yard on the play. After the 41-yard line, it'll be second down and 9 for Liberty. I like that play. Pass was caught by Drew Ripko. He is one of those speedsters. He's on the far side wide again. Corman in the backfield this time with Pruitt. Pruitt takes the snap, rolling to his right, going to pitch it to Corman. Corman's got some room out there. He's to the 45, to the 50, and dug down from behind at the 49-yard line. Knocked out of bounds. That was mean Austin Green got there, but not before Pruitt goes for 10 yards and a first down. I'm sorry, that was Corman goes for 10 yards and a first down. So Corman, really good pickup, 10 yards on the play. First and 10, new set of downs for the Liberty Eagles into Bobcats territory at the 48-yard line. Carter Pruitt, back there again, takes the snap. Quick throw, got it out to Ripko a few minutes as the other wide out. He's going to the far side of the field. He's going to have to cut it up. He does. Just a couple of yards going. Now still on his feet. And all the way down to the 40. Good play there by Noah Jester, the junior, number 8. Made the catch and goes for 8 yards for the Liberty Eagles. So Liberty getting something going here in the crowd. Let them know they appreciate that. That was a good run by Jester. Bobcats had a couple of shots at him, and he was shifty. Bobcats didn't bring him down. He is out here wide on the near side along with Ripko. They're in a stack formation. Wide receiver stacked on the far side. Corman in the backfield on a second down and two. Liberty going to hand it to Corman. Run right up the middle. He cuts it to the outside. Going to get down to the 35, 34-yard line and brought down. That's a good run there. 7 yards for Zeb Corman for the Liberty Eagles. That was 8:46 to go. Eagles getting a little something going here against the Bobcat defense. Bobcat defense going to have to get after it here if they're going to stop these Liberty Eagles and keep this lead. 8:40 to play in the first half. Bobcat coaches shouting encouragement to that defense over there. Coach Metcalf, Coach Steed, Coach Weber, and, of course, the legend, Dave Meek. White towel and all about the Liberty Eagles. Snap the ball, give it to Corman in the backfield. He's in and dropped. Big play. Kyron Magnuson making the initial hit, and that'll be a 4-yard loss for the Liberty Eagles on first down. Kyron Magnuson made the initial hit, and Bobcats came in and helped him out. So a good defensive play there. That stops the momentum a little bit of the Liberty Eagles to bring up second down and about 14 to go for the first and 10. 8 minutes to go in the first half. Liberty again going no huddle. Getting the play in from Coach Brock Kanega on the far sideline. They got receivers stacked on either side. Two in a bunch on both sides of the field. Corman again in the backfield with Pruitt. Long signal count. There's a good snap. Pruitt rolling to his right. Got some backside pressure. And he brings down the quarterback back at the 40-yard line. There's the sack for Griffin Willison. And helping to make the tackle is Mean Austin Green for the Thayer Bobcats. And that'll be a loss of another 3 yards on the play. Pruitt needed to get rid of that football, and he just couldn't get his footing set to get rid of it. It is now third down and 18 for the Liberty Eagles on the play. Big sack there by the Thayer Bobcats. Griffin Willison, number 22, looking to get the play in from the sideline. Drew Ritko, the sophomore, number 7, in the slot on the far side. Two receivers on his outside. Corman in the backfield. They got a receiver on the near side as well. Here's Pruitt looking to roll outside, looking to throw the football, puts it up in the air, and it's intercepted! Ball's intercepted at the 30, 35, 40-yard line on the return, all the way to the 41. Who was that made that play? Was it Jordan Madden again? Kind of see, he went up with one hand. Yes, it was Jordan Madden with the interception for the Thayer Bobcats, number 25. And that is 6 interceptions of the last 2 games for the Thayer Bobcat defense. Last stops the drive at the 40-yard line. Thayer Bobcats will take over first and 10. 6:47 to go here in the first half. We get an official timeout, and we're going to get a water break. All right, so there's an official timeout on the field. 6:47 to go in the first half. Thayer leads Liberty 6-0. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. Myself, along with Dr. Rawls and McConnell, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedic. See us at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
More Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, Thayer Bobcats with the first and 10 here. They just took one away from the Liberty Eagles. Eagles were on the drive. They threw one deep down the field, and it was intercepted by Jordan Madden for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, Thayer with it. Fresh 7 downs. First down brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Coming out of an official timeout for a water break, and here we go. 6:47 to play in the first quarter. Thayer to full house backfield. The power T double tight. A little misdirection, give it to Willison. Willison running, spins out of a tackle. Still on his feet out to the, well, close to the 40-yard line, and this guy's ahead. Finally comes down. He's actually going to lose a yard on that play. Big number 58 made the initial hit for the Liberty Eagles. That is Keegan Daniels, a sophomore. And a yard loss on the play for the Thayer Bobcats. Ball comes to the near hash mark. I've done a little something different here at Liberty with the renovations they made at the Stadium. The home team is now on the far sideline, and the visitors are on the near side. It used to be a flip-flop. Here come the Bobcats on second and 11. Pitch. Straight back looking to throw. Got some pressure. He's going to run away from it. He gets to the line of scrimmage. Now across the line. All the way out to the 49-yard line and a penalty for the horse collar. That's going to be a penalty on the tackle. Pitch will pick up 10 yards on the gain out to the 49-yard line, and the penalty will come down on the end. Landry Pitts for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, a good run. Hit some backside pressure, but he outran that and scooted up the sideline, making a good cut. And the officials are together to talk about this one. I don't know if they'll call this what they're going to call it exactly, and may have been a horse collar. It looked like a bulldog, didn't actually. It's a personal foul face mask. Well, they did have him by the face mask. So a personal foul face mask. That's the second one of the night against the Liberty Eagles. Coach Kanega will talk about that coming up at halftime. And we're about 6 minutes away from the Thayer PCN halftime report here on the Econ Sports Network. We'll have some of the scores from other games going on around the region. Thayer Bobcats get a fresh set of downs here on the first down ball down to the 36-yard line. First down brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Bobcats break the huddle. The officials hold them up here. Went to the sideline, the white hat did, to explain what happened to Coach Kanega over there. And comes back now ready for play. And here we go, 5:59 to go. Bobcats will come here with the split back. Two receivers on the near side. Pitts turns, hands it to Jordan Madden, running up in the middle, trying to get around the blocker. Going to get hit, stacked up at the 35, so just about a yard gain for Jordan Madden on the play. That was big number 58 again, Keegan Daniels for the Liberty Eagles, who stacked him up. Stacked him up with a blocker between him and the ball carrier. That was a nice defensive play. Daniels stood up the blocker and then just reached around him and managed to bring Madden down after a one-yard pickup. Second down and nine for the Bobcat offense. Getting real close to that Community First Banking Company red zone again. Thayer would like to get another touchdown here before the intermission. They've got it on the second down and nine at the Liberty 35-yard line. Pitch up under center, straight back looking to throw. This one's going to be blown dead. And it's going to be a timeout call by the Liberty Eagles. So the Eagles take a timeout with 5:14 to go in the first half. Thayer leads 6-0. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you list your property for sale, you're hiring a team to work for you. You want to hire a company with global reach and recognition.
You want Century 21.
You want to hire a team that will give your investment the time and attention it deserves.
You want Century 21.
You want experienced, knowledgeable sales agents promoting your home.
You want Century 21.
You want honest opinions and honest, timely answers to your questions.
You want Century 21.
You want a home team with local knowledge of the area and market condition.
You want Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. Call us today, 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
And we're back at the Eagles' nest. The Thayer Bobcats with a football. It'll be second down and about 8 yards to go. Ball at the 34-yard line. 5:14 to go here in the first half. Thayer leading the Liberty Eagles by a score of 6-0. Bobcats have had the ball pretty much the entire first half. Here's Pitts in shotgun rolling to his right, looking to throw. And now going to tuck it under and run. He might get the first down here. And he does as he steps out of bounds all the way down to the 26-yard line. Nice run by the junior, Landry Pitts, home quarterback keeper. Rolling to his right, but his receivers were all covered downfield. And that left the entire right side of the field wide open for Landry. The scamper for about 9 yards. And they haven't called it first down yet. They say he steps out, just before the first down marker. So third down and about a foot. They go here for the Thayer Bobcats. Third down and a foot. Thayer down to the 26-yard line. They've got to get to about the 25-and-a-half for the first down. Third down, one. Thayer line up in the power T formation here. Double wide set. They turn, give it to Willison. A little misdirection. And Willison gets tackled in right at the 25, and I believe that'll get the first down. It'll depend on the spot of the ball. There's a good defensive stand there. Keegan Keegan Daniels again with the play for, and it is a first down, so a one-yard pickup for Willison. Running over the left side. Keegan Daniels made the tackle, but not before Thayer picks up the first down. And the Bobcats, we're going to call it the community first red zone. They're in the red zone, ball at the 25-yard line. 4:57 to go in the first half. Thayer Bobcats with a 6-0 lead, trying to go up two scores here before the Thayer PCN halftime report comes around. Bobcats will snap it and give it to Pitts. Pitts downfield. He's looking to throw. Oh, and there's a pass interference call. Yep, got to be. Yeah, the official is going to throw this one for a pass interference. Bobcat receiver Jesse White was wide open, and he got run over by the defensive back of the Liberty Eagles, and that'll be a pass interference call. Would have been down to the 10-yard line. Well, actually, about the 11, and it is pass interference on the Eagle defense. And that one was pretty obvious there. Ball was in the air, and he just ran right over the receiver. Jesse White was open for a second, and Landry made a good throw. So the penalty will be marked off, and it'll be a Bobcat first down, down to the 12-yard or 11-yard line. So Thayer with a first down at the 11-yard line. Bobcat in the Community First Banking Company red zone, 4:40 to go. Thayer looking for their second touchdown of the night, looking to go up two scores. Bobcat offense, and I don't have time for possession, but it has been way in the favor of Thayer. Bobcat will send Jesse White wide to the near side. Pull out backfield in the power eye. They give the ball to Willison. Willison trying to cut it up in the middle. Now cuts it back to the outside and rumbles inside the 10 to about the 8-yard line. Yeah, a hard 2, maybe 3-yard pickup on the play. Puts the ball inside the 10-yard line. Thayer can get a first down without getting into the end zone. Keeping it on the ground most of the night tonight. Thayer's only thrown the ball six times?
Six
times, completed two completions, 2 for 6 here in the first half. Second down at about 7 here. Power backfield in the three-back set. Ball is going to go to Mark Jordan Madden. Madden dives inside the 5, down to the 1-yard line. Jordan Madden on the carry all the way down to the 2-yard line. And Willison, who wasn't even involved in the play, had his helmet come off again. It's going to bring him a 3rd down and 1 from about the 2.5-yard line. Thayer can pick up a first down without scoring a touchdown. 3:40 to go now in the first half. Bobcats break the huddle. In the backfield, Landry and Jordan Madden along with Grimes. The ball goes to Jordan Madden, trying to get the outside into the end zone. Touchdown over the left side. Jordan Madden into the end zone with 3:27 to go in the first half. The Thayer Bobcats have taken a 12-0 lead over the Liberty Eagles, and Jordan Madden with his second touchdown of the night, that one from 3 yards out. So Thayer up now 12-0. I think probably they'll go for 2 here, try to get that 14-point advantage to make it a true 2 scores. And, yeah, they're in a huddle, and they're gonna go for the 2. Pitts will be in shotgun formation. He's got Willison in the backfield to protect. 2 wide outs. And got a flanker on the far side. Bobcats rolling to the right. Pitts looking to throw back the other way to Madden. He's wide open. Touchdown. Jordan Madden makes the catch wide open in a well-executed play. Thayer Bobcats lead it 14-0 with 3:27 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with the kickoff in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you getting tired of driving the same old car, the same old truck, or the same old SUV every day? Sounds to me like you're in the mood to trade. Why don't you head out to Oregon County Cars in Thayer? They got a great selection of trucks, cars, and SUVs on the lot right now. And you know, they're offering a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. And Oregon County Cars is also a collision repair estimate center and detail service. Oregon County Cars in the old Kurtz Cars location in Thayer. Stop by and see them today.
And we're back at the Eagles' nest here in Mountain View Birch Tree, where the Thayer Bobcats have a lead 14-0 over the Liberty Eagles. It's been a pretty dominant performance of the Thayer Bobcats, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Liberty has had the ball 3 times in the first half. Once they got it all the way down to the Bobcat into the field before they gave it up on downs. Bobcats stopped them on a 4th down play. Second possession stalled out early, and Liberty had to punt. And then the Liberty Eagles' 3rd possession ended up in an interception by Jordan Madden. And Jordan Madden has been everywhere tonight. Got the interception. He caught the touchdown pass early, and he just ran for a touchdown from 3 yards out, and he caught the two-point conversion. So Jordan Madden having a big night here tonight for Coach Billy Weber and the Thayer Bobcats. Also a pretty good night by Jackson Willison. Willison now with 68 yards rushing.
116 total.
116 total yards on the ground for the Thayer Bobcats here in the first half. Anytime you can go over 100 rushing, that's a pretty good night, especially against a pretty good Liberty Eagle football team. Remember, they beat Stratford in the season opener. Here we go. And the ball is kicked. Going to be down the left side. Going to be fielded by Liberty at the 15-yard line. Thayer trying to get to the sideline. What a hit. What a hit by the Thayer Bobcats on the ball carrier. Knocked him out of bounds. Who was that? That was mean Austin Green. Came down and put the smackdown on the Liberty Eagle ball carrier at the 27-yard line. So Liberty will have it there first and 10 with 3:22 to go in the first half. And if you're Liberty, I think you gotta start airing this thing out here, try and get some yardage, because you don't want to get shut out in the first half at home. You want to march this thing down the field and get yourself a touchdown. Two receivers on the near side, two on the far side. Corman in the backfield as the running back, and of course Pruitt is the young quarterback, Carter Pruitt, the freshman. He's been pretty good. The one misstep, and he's going to run it here after a fake handoff. Hits it out across the 26 to the 29, close to the 30-yard line. Call it about a 3-yard pickup on first down for Carter Pruitt. Clock continuing the run with 3 minutes to go here in the first half. So Liberty looked like they wanted to throw it, and Pruitt trying to run for it. Bobcat defense was ready. Stopped him after a short game. Coming up, your Thayer PCN halftime report. Stay tuned for that. Mike Robertson back in the studio. We'll have that for you. Liberty again, four wideouts, three on one side of the field. Pruitt in shotgun. And straight up, looking to throw. Now going to have to get out of there to get some pressure. Throws the ball. It is caught, but tackled immediately is the receiver at about the 35-yard line. About a 6-yard kickout, but going to be shy of the first down marker. And with 2.5 minutes to go, Thayer here with a stop could get the ball back with some time left on the clock. Third down at about 2. Thayer playing a little prevent defense. That was Justin Grimes, by the way, came up and made that tackle. As soon as the ball receiver caught the ball, he put him on the ground. Third down and 2 for Liberty.
Lane Grimes.
What did I say?
Justin.
Oh, well, this is Dan. Here comes Liberty. Daniel's going to try and run for the first down. He's going to get close. Running right up the middle of the quarterback. Going to get it across the 35 to about the 37. This is going to depend a lot on the spot, and it's a first down. Got a good spot, and the first down for the Liberty Eagles with 2:08 to play. Give me a first half. They are trying to protect a first half shutout. Bobcats haven't been scored on in almost six quarters of football now. Had the shutout last week. First and 10 for Liberty. Threw it again in shotgun. Deb Corman is on his left hip. Under 2 minutes to go in the half. Liberty out to the 38-yard line. Threw it rolling. Now going to have to tuck it and run. He won't go anywhere this time. Bobcats there to bring him down. Big number 75 there to make the play, the initial hit for the Thayer Bobcats. And, of course, that is Zach Jones, number 75. Zach Jones, the big junior, 5'9", 205 for the Thayer Bobcats. 1 yard on the pickup for Pruitt. Second down and 9. We're down under a minute and a half to go in the first half. Liberty wideouts all over the field. Corman in the backfield, Pruitt the quarterback, rolling to his right. Bobcats get a little pressure. He throws this one out in the flat. Caught, but downed immediately again is the receiver. That was number 8, Noah Jester. It'll be about a 4-yard pickup. Will bring up third down and 6. And that time, I believe, was it Jesse White made the tackle? I think it was. Number 8. Guarding number 8 out here on the near sideline. So Bobcats have been good at not letting Liberty get any yardage after the catch. We're down under a minute to go. Daniels again in shotgun. Or Pruitt, I'm sorry, rolls to his right, gets some pressure. Bobcats hit him in the backfield. They bring him down. There you go. Who was it that time? That was number 20 for the Thayer Bobcats. And, of course, number 20 is Peyton Mills, the sophomore, with another sack. I think he had one last week, too. The sophomore getting in there playing a little defensive line, and he got through there. And that is about an 8-yard loss on the play for Dan.
About 8, yeah.
8 yards on the loss. We're down to 18 seconds to play, 14 on the play clock. Liberty's got to run another play before the end of the half. They're going to let this clock run down as far as they can. Fourth down and 14, Liberty. I think it's probably just, high snap, and they're going to boot it. They go ahead and kick this thing, and it's going to go out of bounds And Thayer could get this ball about the 40-yard line, but it doesn't matter because the buzzer goes off. That's the end of the first half. Our score, 14-0. Thayer Bobcats lead the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles here at the Eagles Nest. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back with your Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team, and you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salads, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. You can order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com and order online. Go Bobcats, and good luck throughout the 2020 season.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right. Shop at Monty's where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson football, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bobcats. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bobcat fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Hello, back here on the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles here by a score of 14-0. And it's just been a dominant performance by the Thayer Bobcats. They have shut out the Liberty Eagles for the first two quarters of the game. And it's just been the Bobcat offense and the running game in particular that's just been really good here tonight. We'll get to the some of the stats for you in a bit. Here's how the scoring went in the first half. Thayer took the opening kickoff at their own 18-yard line, and they marched it all the way down the field for a touchdown, culminating by a Landry pitched to Jordan Madden, 16-yard touchdown pass. Bobcats attempted the extra point, but the kick was no good, and it was 6-0 at that point. That's how it stayed until the end of the first quarter. In the second quarter, teams traded possessions, although Thayer did maintain possession most of the first half, and put together a long drive late in the second quarter. And with 3:27 to play in the first half, Jordan Madden rumbled in from 3 yards in, a two-point conversion was good. It was a pass from Landry Pitts to Jordan Madden. So Madden with both Bobcat touchdowns tonight. And 14-0 is our halftime score again. We're at the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles, the Eagles Nest here. And good first half of football. Bobcats doing what they want to do. And if you listen to the coach's corner, the Cruise Lifestyle coach's corners before the ball game, Coach Weber said, you know, we just want to maintain possession. You don't want to get those Liberty Eagles you know, let them get momentum on their side because they really feed off of that emotion. And when they get rolling, they can just really get rolling on you. And the Bobcat defense has done a nice job of preventing them from getting the big play. And, you know, Thayer gave up a couple of big plays to Haytai in the game of the season, and it cost them a ball game. And since then, they have been rock solid of not preventing receivers to run with the ball after they make a catch. And that's what they've done tonight. Liberty has completed several balls. Matter of fact, the Pruitt kid has been pretty impressive throwing the football. But no yards after the catch at all in this game tonight for the Liberty Eagles. So we'll get to the stats here in just a moment. Again, Thayer leads it 14-0 over the Liberty Eagles. I was checking some of the scores from other games around the region, and Mike Robertson back at the studio will get some of these for you later. But last week, now, these Liberty Eagles lost to Fair Grove, and I saw just a moment ago Fair Grove, you know, it's hard to compare, but we like to anyway. Fair Grove was getting beat tonight. They're getting beat pretty handily. And one of the other scores of interest here, Miller, who will probably be in the Thayer Bobcat District, is getting beat by Stratford 40-0. Stratford is the team that Liberty beat in week one of this football season. So Thayer Bobcat defense, and I just say that because Bobcat defense has been really good tonight. They've been good against the run. They've been good against the pass. Now, they've given up some completions, but again, no yards after the catch. And if you can do that in high school football, you're getting something done. Now, you're listening to the Thayer PCN Halftime Report. We're going to take another break. We'll be back here. Look at our first half stats, and we'll do that in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office in Napoleon and operated.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, and being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Flag is down. Another flag comes in.
There are 6 flags on the field.
Ozarks Medical Center encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. We hope you never have to visit OMC's orthopedic clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, as well as total joint replacements. Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics are cheering for you and here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
And we're back in the Eagles' Nest here at Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty High School. We're away from the high school. Of course, their field here just off the Green Belt. They call it here in the downtown Mountain View area. Beautiful facility, and they've done some renovation here. New bleachers, new press box, and it is absolutely fantastic. So nice job to the folks in Mountain View. All right, let's check on the halftime stats here. The Thayer Bobcats lead at 14-0. For the Liberty Eagles, not much going offensively. They have 21 yards rushing. And they are 6 out of 7 throwing the football. But like I said a while ago, Bobcats have done a good job of preventing any yardage after the catch. So the freshman Carter Pruitt is 6 for 7 for 27 yards, and he has thrown 1 interception. Rushing Cornman with 15 yards in the first half, and he did have a 9-yard run, but suffered a setback when he had a negative 4 there on this 5th carry of the night. So 6 rushes for 15 yards for Cornman. Pruitt, the quarterback, has carried it 5 times for 6 yards. And, of course, he got sacked twice for a negative 12. And he did have a 15-yard run in the first half. So that's all come away. See, for Pruitt, again, 5 rushes for a total of 6 yards in the first half. But, again, he was 6 of 7 throwing the football for 27 yards and the interception. Well, the Thayer Bobcats, 116 yards rushing in the first half, led by Jackson Willison. The juniors had a good night, 14 carries for 68 yards. He had 64 in the first quarter and really didn't run the ball much in the second. Jordan Madden picking up the slack in the second quarter. He's up to 32 yards rushing now on 9 carries. And Landry Pitts with 16 yards on 3 carries. He did have a loss on his first carry in the light of a negative 3. And Landry is 3 for 6 throwing the football for 28 yards. I did have a 16-yard completion. That was a touchdown to Jordan Madden. And I will throw in there that he had 2 drop passes. Talking wide open receivers, ball hit him right in the hands. And that happens sometimes in high school football. You just get to running before you make the catch. And I'm sure they'll talk with him about that, and they'll get that straightened up in the second half. But all in all, good performance by the Thayer Bobcats during the first half of the game. They lead it over the Liberty Eagles 14-0. 10-0. You're listening to the Fair Pizza Inn Halftime Report. You know, you could call in and order for a pizza right now. They could get it to you by the end of the third quarter. And you could munch down a double pepperoni with some green peppers on it. It would be pretty good. That's what I'm thinking.
I'm in.
At the Fair Pizza Inn. I'm Rebel Mike Grace, and Mike Jr. here in the studio with me tonight. Statman Adam was unable to be with us, so I thank Michael for filling in for Adam this evening. All right, let's throw back to the Ecom Sports Desk. Mike Robertson is there with some scores from some other games around the region, and we'll come back here in just a few minutes. And you're listening to Thayer Bobcat Football on the Ecom Sports Network.
All right, thank you, Mike. We don't have a whole lot of scores reporting around the area right now. I can tell you, for you West Plains Zizzer fans, the Zizzers are leading Rolla 14-0. Kabul leading Willow Springs. Last report there was 13-0. Down in Mountain Home, the Bombers under new head coach Steve Airy are off to a good start tonight. They're leading 21-7 over Nettleton. Bombers looking for their first win in the past couple of seasons. Highland and Piggott all hooked up in a good one. 16-all in that one second quarter. Batesville and Searcy. Searcy leading Batesville 15-14. Hoxie over Jonesboro Westside 21-14. Pocahontas all over Paragould 35-0. Now, as we look at Major League Baseball, Cardinals and Royals both in action tonight. Right now, Royals lead the Pirates in the bottom of the third inning 1-0. Cardinals trail the Reds in the bottom of the third 3-1 there. So, come on, Cardinals, see if they can make a comeback. We talked about some of the scores from around the area. Like I said, not a whole lot reporting. I thought I'd go over a couple of these scores here from some of the Bobcat district opponents. Mike talked a little bit about it. Reports I've got here, Marionville is leading Lockwood 6-0. Talk about Stratford. Stratford, a big lead over Millard, 40-0 in that game. Diamond leads Greenfield 8-0. And that's about all we have right now. We're still trying to catch up with the scores on the Ava Mountain Grove game, Houston, and Salem, Missouri game, and the Salem, Arkansas, Dover game. As soon as we get those, we'll be sure to let everyone know. We'll have more from the Eagle's Nest in Liberty with the Redbone Mike Crace in just a few minutes with Bobcat Football.
You've heard the expression, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but sometimes a regular visit to your doctor keeps problems away. Same goes for your automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs. They need a little TLC, and there's no better place than the Car Doctor 2 to get that done. Oil changes, flats, any kind of minor or major auto repair, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, the Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer can make things healthy again. By the way, the Car Doctor 2 is now a Missouri Safety Inspection Station, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashland, Mammoth Spring, and Mount View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center, now open in Ashland, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
There are some real estate agents out there who have no idea what they're talking about.
Like a little tour. This house is pre-owned. That is ceiling. Got some Crohn's molding. The foyer.
Do you mean foyer?
Ah.
And then there are RE/MAX agents who have all the experience and the knowledge to take you from for sale to sold. It's why no one in the world sells more real estate. RE/MAX. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. Start your search today with the new RE/MAX app. Each office independently owned and operated.
And back here at the Eagle's Nest, where you're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Mountain View Berkshire Liberty Eagles. 14-0. Both teams have made their way back out on the field getting warmed up for the second half. I want to say thanks to some of our Fair Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the ball game tonight. They include the Farm Bureau Insurance in Oregon County, Zach Barton, your agent, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, along with Legacy Auto Body in Thayer, Farmers Insurance Group, Stephen Clark in Thayer, Miro Towing Garage and Mobile Service Truck in Thayer, Steak and Shake in West Plains. Also, the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring and Alton, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank, the Shipwreck Event Center, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic, the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, along with the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, and the Affair Walmart Store and the Country Cottage Cafe. Again, the Affair Bobcats with a lead at halftime, 14-0 over the Mountain View Birch Tree and Liberty Eagles. A little side note here, the Affair Bobcats have now not allowed a touchdown in six quarters of football. Shutout last week, 36-0 over Highland. And, of course, a shutout in the first half here so far tonight. But there's a lot of football left to play. And if you know Liberty Eagle football, you know that they have not given up the shift on this game tonight. They are explosive. Thayer so far has done a good job of not allowing their receivers to run after the catch. I mean, they've had six completions, but for only 29 yards in the first half, 27 yards in the first half. So, Michael, that's the key for the Thayer Bobcats, because you know Liberty's going to come out winging this thing in the second half.
And if he keeps completing passes like that, eventually they're going to pick up some yardage.
Yeah, and eventually they'll break one.
Yes.
Yeah, so you have to keep staying after it, and I'm sure that's what Coach Billy Weber and Coach Teed and Coach Metcalf and the legend Coach Dave Meek talked about in the locker room at halftime. Right, we're going to take one more break. We'll be back with your second half kickoff in just a couple minutes. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report on the Ecom Sports Network.
Southern Bank has served the financial needs of America's heartland for over 130 years. They offer excellent checking and savings accounts, as well as loans, and you're going to love Casasa. It pays you. Stop in for a visit or check out all their services at bankwithsouthern.com. Southern Bank and Thayer will always continue their mission of outstanding customer service and giving back to the communities they serve. That's why they're a proud supporter of Thayer Bobcat football. Strong roots, strong branches, Southern Bank and Thayer, member FDIC.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team, and you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salads, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. You can order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com and order online. Go Bobcats, and good luck throughout the 2020 season.
And we're back at the Eagles now. Thayer Bobcats are going to be kicking off to the Liberty Eagles. By the way, I want to mention Thayer Dental Care. They've made $100 for the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Oh, Liberty's going to kick. Thayer's going to be back to receive.
Right.
Yeah, that's not right. Liberty, they won the toss and elected to kick in the first half. So Thayer is going to receive. Wow. Wow, so Thayer will also receive to start the second half. After they received the start of the game. I don't know about how that happened. I don't know how that happened other than Liberty won the toss and elected to kick. And or maybe they deferred and decided to kick. I mean, you can do that as well. Anyway, we're going to say $100 to the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Thayer Dental Care gets $50 for every touchdown the Bobcats score all season long. Anyway, Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Getting ready to receive the ball. Here is the kick, and it'll be a low line drive. Going to be taken by Jordan Madden at the 20-yard line. He's out to the 25. Gets stood up at about the 30. Breaks that tackle and gets across the 30 out to about the 34-yard line. Good hard run by Jordan Madden, the Bobcat senior, who's had a good night tonight. He's accounted for both of the Bobcat touchdowns, a 16-yard touchdown reception. Also made the reception on the two-point conversion and a three-yard run. There, Bobcats have dominated this game. Scores, 14-0, but it's been just 3 yards and a pile of dust for the Thayer Bobcats all night long. And that's the way they like to play it. That is vintage Billy Weber football. And he learned that from the legend, Coach Dave Meek, who is down there on that sideline as well. And, yes, Coach Meek has got his white towel. He is ready for this play right now. Bobcats come out in a I formation here. First and 10, first down brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Bobcats quick snap. Again, the ball to Willison. Willison trying to get to the outside. He's got a blocker up there in front. He's to the 35, cuts it up to about the 39-yard line and out of bounds. That's about as hard of 5 yards as you'll see right there. Jackson Willison with a good run picks up 5 on first down, and that was very reminiscent of the play that opened the ball game. Just underway in the second half. By the way, we'll continue to try and get some of those other scores from some of the other games around the SCA and other SCA schools just not reporting for whatever reason so far. Of course, a big matchup down at Ava and Mountain Grove over on the hill. Bobcats break the huddle here on a second down and 5 from their own 39-yard line. They line up here in a single-wing formation with a tailback. They hand the ball off to Grimes. Grimes running to the outside, off the 40, out to the 47-yard line and out of bounds. Lane Grimes with his first carry of the night. He goes for 7 yards and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. Now the first down brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Thayer Bobcats picking up where they left off in the first half, keeping the ball on the ground and eating up good chunks of yardage. Two plays in a first down, that's the way you like to play it. Ball's at the 48-yard line. They're trying to get back into Liberty territory on this first drive of the second half. They come out of the I formation again, hand it to Grimes. Grimes, oh, cuts it back inside, breaks the tackle down to the 43-yard line. A 10-yard run for Lane Grimes, and boy, did he make a good cut off the block at the line of scrimmage. Lane Grimes with about 10 yards on the pickup, and I think this is going to be enough for the first down. Whitehead looks at it. Up, they're going to bring on the chains. They'll bring on the chains and take a look at this one, but I think it's right in front of us. And I think it's going to be enough for the first down. I'm betting a quarter this is a first down. 10-yard pickup by Lane Grimes or the Thayer Bobcats. Well, Thayer kind of changing it up a little bit. Instead of going with Madden and Willison, Grimes coming in and carrying the ball. First two carries of the night and 17 yards. That's a pretty good average. They're looking for them to mark this thing down. By the way, Bobcat football tonight brought to you in part by the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, along with FMBC Community Bank, and it is a first down. I may wear glasses, but they're good ones. Got them over at the Doc Ream Optometry in downtown Thayer. Throwing a little plug there for Coach Ream. Scott, you're welcome. You can buy lunch. All right, first and 10, Thayer Bobcats. Another first down brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Ball down to the Liberty 42-yard line. That's underway here in the second half. Thayer with Grimes in the backfield along with Madden and Willison. Willison is a wing back this time. On the near side, different formation look again here for Thayer. And here's the give going to Madden over the left tackle. He spins out of a tackle and down to the 35-yard line. So Thayer running a little razzle-dazzle here. They'll pick up about 6 yards on that play. Keeps the clock running here at the Eagles' Nest. Eagles fans haven't had a whole lot to cheer about tonight. Bobcats have been keeping the ball away from their Eagle offense, and the defense has been really good, too. And again, Thayer with this little different look offensively. Pitch up under center, hands the ball to Grimes. Grimes gets around the tackle, steps inside, gets down inside the 35 to the 34, running to his right. He'll pick up about a yard on that play. So Thayer's gone to that one about 3 times on this drive. That time Liberty was ready for it. And it'll bring up 3rd down and about 2 for the Thayer Bobcats down to the Liberty 34-yard line. Got to get to about the 32.5 for a first down.
It does bring Lane's average down.
It does bring it down consistently. 3rd down and long 2. Bobcats in that same formation. Willison is on the flank. I'm just going to give it. No, they're going to throw it. Looking downfield, got a receiver wide open. Jesse White at the 10. Fire! Touchdown! Jesse White, a 34-yard touchdown strike from Landry Pitts to the senior Jesse White streaking up the right sideline. So the Thayer Bobcats lulled the Liberty Eagles to sleep and then burned them with the long pass play. 34 yards for the touchdown with 9:53 to go in the first half. The Thayer Bobcats lead it now 20-0 over the Liberty Eagles. That was a well-executed and a great call. Good play. Thayer here will break the huddle. Looks like they're going to go for two. Yep, they're going to go for two here. Got to make it 22-0, make it a four-score game. And straight back looking to throw is Pitts, throws it over the middle. The pass is knocked away, trying to get it to Kyron Magnuson. Ball got tipped at the line of scrimmage, so the score remains 20-0. 9:53 to go in the first half. Thayer with the lead. We'll be back with a kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When choosing an orthopedic surgeon, you can choose a physician with years of experience, the one with the best technique, or the surgeon with the best pair of hands. Or you can choose Thomas Knox and get all three. Dr. Knox has been practicing for over 30 years in the Mountain Home area and also has clinic days available in West Plains, and his skills are unsurpassed. When you're with Thomas Knox, you're in great hands. Learn more at KnoxOrthopedics.com.
We're back here at the Eagles Nest in Mountain View, Birch Street. Both teams getting ready to take the field for the kickoff after the Thayer Bobcats. You know, first time Thayer touched the ball tonight, they went down and scored a touchdown. It took them almost 7 minutes off the clock. Here, 2 minutes and 17 seconds. They took off the clock on the first possession of the second half. And Thayer scored on a 34-yard touchdown pass from Landry Pitts to Jesse White. 34 yards. He caught that ball at the 10, and there was no stopping him before he got to the end zone. Nice play, well executed, and a great call by the Bobcat coaches over on the sideline. And we've mentioned coaches Steed and Metcalf and Coach Weber down there on the sideline. And, of course, the legend Dave Meek. They all mentioned the coach Matt Pitts up here in the booth looking over the situation. And I told him earlier he better chunk one down the field before this night's over, and they just did. So thank you, Coach Pitts, and the Bobcat players making that happen. I like long passes. Here we go. Thayer Bobcats to kick it off. Cale Willison will put a foot into it. Oh, and a good long kick going to be fielded by Liberty back at the 15-yard line out to the 20-25. Ball carrier still on his feet out across the 35 and near the 40 for the return man. That was a nice return out there making the play for the Bobcats, I think, was Willison, the kicker. He finally made the tackle, and that'll bring it all the way out to the 38-yard line. About 38-yard line where they mark him down. Their Bobcat defense has been really good tonight. They've allowed Liberty only 27 total yards in the first half?
Correct.
Or no, 48.
48, so.
48 yards of total offense in the first half. See if the Bobcats can continue to stifle the Eagle defense. Three wideouts on the field. They got a tight end out there this time. And the back of the backfield is Corman. They're going to give it to Zeb. Zeb's trying to get away from the ball carry. He's going to get snowed under. Fights his way back to the line and maybe to the 40-yard line for a couple of yards on the game, but not much room in the Thayer Bobcat. The entire right side of the defensive line was in the backfield, and Corman, who's a big, strong kid, just managed to carry the pile to about the 40, so a 2-yard pickup for Zeb Corman on first down. Liberty with a second down and 8 here. Carter Pruitt, the freshman quarterback, he's completed 6 passes tonight. He's looking to throw it here, rolling to the outside. Oh, he's going to get some pressure. Pitches it to Corman. Corman just hit in the backfield, fights way back to the line of scrimmage, in for about a yard pickup. Bobcats back there making him pitch that ball was number 27, Cale Crawford, Bobcat freshman, who coming off the bench really has played well on the varsity level and played really well in the JV game. We got to see him play about a week ago. Third down and 7 here for Liberty after the 1-yard gain by Corman. Threw it in shotgun. Rolling to his left, looking to throw. Throws this one over the middle. Pass is incomplete. Knocked away by the Bobcat defense. Well, a play by Griffin Willison. Knocked it down at the 45-yard line. Looked like the receiver was open for a second, and then here came Willison out of nowhere to knock it down. And you got to throw that ball on the line. He put a little air under it and kind of floated it out there and allowed the defense to get there and make the play. And Liberty is going to be forced upon here. Ball their own 41-yard line. Fourth down and about 7 yards to go. 8:37 to play in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcat defense again, has been really good. A good way to open the second half. Pruitt is the quarterback. He's going to roll to his right. Now punch the ball. Just going to pooch kick it and kick it out of bounds. That's going to go. That's going to be about a 15-yard punt. Ball went out of bounds. See where they mark it. And the official is going to bring it all the way out to the 48. So it's a 10-yard punt on the play. And the Thayer Bobcats are going to get this thing in great field position at the 48-yard line, their own 48-yard line, first and 10, with 8:29 to go. In the third quarter, Thayer leads it already 20-0. First down brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Bobcats in the huddle. Their junior quarterback, his third start, and Landry pitches look good. He really got a lot of confidence last week in the win over Highland, and he has really looked good here tonight. First and 10 Thayer in the I formation, double wide set to the near side. They turn, pitch it to Willison. Willison trying to cut to the outside, spins out of a tackle to 50, all the way down to the 46-yard line. Good run on first down. That's 7 yards for for Jackson Willison. There's so many of these Willisons, it's just hard to keep them. I'm not even going to go first names anymore. We're going to call them by their last name. Anyway, Jackson Willison on the carry. That was a nice run. Made a nice cut at the 50-yard line, spun out of a tackle, dived down to the 46, second down and 4. Well, the Thayer Bobcat offense, green and white, looking good here at the onset of the second half. I formation, Willison is the tail. They turn, pitch it to him, run to the right side, got some blockers in front, cuts inside the block, gets down to the 40, which would be enough for a first down, but a penalty flag coming down. And I believe this is going to be a block in the back on the Bobcat. Penalty flag is down back at the 45-yard line. It's going to be another going to call holding. The holding on the Bobcats out there at the 45-yard line, that'll nullify a good 6-yard run for Jackson Willison. And the ball will go back the other way. So Thayer's going to have a second down and long here with 7:40 to go in the third quarter. I'll take the ball all the way back to the other 45-yard line. So Thayer will have it second down and about 13 to go. Remember, Thayer, last time they had it, hit a 34-yard touchdown pass. Landry Pitts to Jesse White. A good catch by White. Good run to the end zone. Thayer Bobcats football tonight brought to you in part by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Southern Bank in Thayer and the Thayer Pizza Inn. Along with Oregon County Cars in Thayer and the Cruise Livestock LLC in Thayer. Second down and a long 12 for the Bobcats. They break the huddle, two receivers wide to the near side, which is the short side of the field. Willison in the tail in the I formation. They fake it to him. Rolling to his right is Pitts looking to throw. Throwing this ball downfield. It's going to be incomplete down around the 30-yard line. Ball would have been out of bounds. Grimes was the intended receiver, and he was well covered out there. Grimes kind of looked like he was playing defense as he went up and just kind of knocked that ball away. If it would have come down with it, even the interceptors would have been out of bounds. So Thayer now with a third down. And a long 12 to go for the first and 10. Clock stopped with 7:09 to go here in the third quarter. Bears scored one touchdown in each quarter so far. They lead it 20-0 over the Liberty Eagles. And you know, the Eagles right now got to be thinking, what are they going to do this time? They got that Grimes guy back there that's been beating us up here in the third quarter. Willison and Madden, and now the quarterback's throwing the ball. We're going to get a man in motion. There's an illegal procedure on Thayer. Pitts was trying to get Jordan Madden to go in motion, and it's going to be a delay of game. Bobcats didn't get the snap away before the play clock ran out. And a little loss of focus there, apparently, by Jordan on that play. He's supposed to be the motion man. He just didn't go. Thank you very much for the water. All right, so Thayer, after the 5-yard penalty, now have it third down and 17 yards to go. Third and 17 after the 5-yard penalty. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. What do you have on the playbook for this one? Full house backfield. Bobcats in that power T formation, double wide set. Going to hand it to Grimes, running up in the middle. He gets hit at the line, dives ahead for a yard. Now to bring up fourth down, the Bobcats just going to punt this thing away. And punt it away, you're getting a fourth down, third down and 17. Might as well just get what you can, then punt that ball away. Get the defense back out there because the defense has just been rock solid all night long. And play a little field position here.
And that may have been Liberty's best defensive stand of the night.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And the penalty certainly helped.
Sure.
Here's a snap. Put in the ball. End over end kick. Going to hit it about the 30-yard line. take a Bobcat bounce. Going to roll all the way down to the 21. That's where the Liberty Eagles will have it. First and 10, 6:16 to go in the third quarter. Fair Bobcats in control here. While the teams come out on the field, let's check with Mike back at the studio. Mike, do we have any updates on that West Plains and Rolla ball game?
Yeah, Mike, right now it is 27-0. West Plains leading Rolla. Also, we got an update. Kabul, Willow Springs 13-7, Houston and Salem 7-6.
Wow, good ball games going on around the SCA. Thank you very much, Mike, and we'll have some more scores and things for you after the ball game. All right, here's the Liberty Eagles out on the field. Carter Pruitt, their freshman quarterback. He's got big Zeb Corman on his left hip. Four wideouts on the play on a first and 10 from their own 21-yard line. Pruitt takes the give. No, he gives it to Corman. Corman brought down in the backfield. Nobody blocked a Bobcat defensive end, and that's number 20, Peyton Mills, the sophomore, and he will tackle Corman. A nice solo tackle for about a two-yard loss. A
couple good tackles from Mills tonight.
Yeah, he's already. We were talking about it during the halftime break. He's a good-looking young player.
Absolutely.
He's in their defensive end again. Second down and 12 for the Liberty Eagles, the red-clad Eagles. Pruitt looking to throw it. Pruitt looking to throw it. Got out the Ripco. He is tackled immediately again. It'll be a nice completion there and a nice gain of about 10 yards. But it's going to bring up third down for the Liberty Eagles. Third down at about 3.5. So pass completion of about, I guess officially would be about 9 yards. We'll call it 10. Carter Pruitt. Well, he throw it here on a third down and close to 4. In shotgun. Right back looking to throw. Looking to the outside. Ball is going to be caught again at about the 32-yard line. Taken down immediately as the receiver. Number 8 on the catch. Noah Jester, second straight catch. And it'll be enough for a first down. They pick up about 5 yards. And they needed close to 4. So a first down for the Liberty Eagles here. With 5:06 to play in the third quarter. One of these times they're going to throw that. And I'm telling you, Lane Grimes is going to jump that. He's going to jump that throw and give him a kick. It looked like he wanted to go for that one. Here, threw it again in shotgun. Takes the hand off. Nope, gives it to Corman. Corman through the line. Gets across the 35 to the 37-yard line. Running right for the Liberty Eagles. A nice gain of about 5 yards on first down for Liberty. The big dog, Bobby Dale, checking back in the ballgame now for the Thayer Bobcats. Number 1, who's been in there playing some defense. Mark Spencer, another Bobcat freshman, will come out of the game. So Bobcats looking for a little beef. A 300-pounder. Big Bobby Dale, we call him the big dog. In there on a second down and 5. Threw it. The Liberty quarterback in shotgun formation. Straight back looking to throw. Bobcat gets some pressure on him. Passes almost intercepted. Oh, they floated one out into the flats and it was almost picked off. Was that Austin Green, number 58? It was number 58, mean Austin Green. Almost got a pick 6, but he couldn't quite hang on. That brings up a third down and 5 for the Liberty Eagles. And we have new players coming on for the Liberty. Number 8 is going off the field. That is Noah Jester and number... Well, he's not going off. He's going to the other side. Number 15 checks in for the Liberty Eagles. And trying to find out who that would be. I can find my roster right here. Number 15 is not listed in the program. Third down and 5. Pruitt rolling to his right. Gets some pressure from the backside. We're going to get a holding call here. Liberty's going to make a catch downfield. Nice play. Number 30, or at the 35-yard line, the pass is caught by Noah Jester, but it's coming back. It'll be a holding call on Liberty, and it was obvious holding call. Fair Bobcats got the backside pressure, and the blocker, all he could do was reach out and grab him. I mean, he had to, or it's going to be a quarterback sack. Well, that's going to nullify a long pass play for the Liberty Eagles here. So Liberty Eagles keep shooting themselves in the foot here tonight. That's a bad penalty. It was third down and 5. This is going to back it up 10 yards from the point of the penalty all the way to the 20-yard line. So it's going to be third down and about 22. Oh, I'm sorry. Third down and about 27 for the Liberty Eagles here. Third down and 27. All the way back to the 20-yard line. They got to get out to the 42. Yeah, that'd be 22 yards. Yeah, 22 yards. Third and 22 for Liberty. Carter Pruitt, shotgun formation. Got Corman on his left hip. Clock down to 4:17 to go. 10 seconds on the play clock. Three wideouts on the near side. Rolling to his left. Pruitt looking to throw this one back to the right. And we're going to get this ball knocked away at the last moment. Great defensive play by Chris Cray for the Thayer Bobcats, playing the safety back there. And he did what safeties do, playing center field. He came over and knocked that ball away from the receiver at the last second. That was a good defensive play.
Yes, it was.
These Bobcat defensive backs have been really good. Really good tonight. They were really good last week. Had the five interceptions a week ago. And thought Cray might pick that one off. And Liberty here is going to be forced to punt. On a 4th and 22 from their own 20-yard line. Thayer should get great field position here. Pruitt rolls, takes a step to his right. It's a low liner. Hits it to 50, makes a bounce. Cray fields it back at the 40-yard line. Gets a block. Got some open field to run in. He's out to the 45 and still on his feet to the 50. Breaks the tackle. Down to the 45 before he's taken down. And we're making it. Cray got dumped on his head out of bounds by the Liberty Eagles. The officials are looking and looking. They're discussing. That very easily could have been a personal foul, but no penalty flag coming down. But we got a penalty flag all the way back at the 36-yard line. All the way back to the 36-yard line, we got a penalty flag down behind the play. And I think Coach Metcalf is looking at the side judge and saying, that's got to be a penalty for dumping our guy on his head out of bounds. It's all for naught. Penalty's going to be against the Thayer Bobcats back at the 36. So Thayer not going to have very good field position here on this drive. 3:52 to go in the third quarter. Thayer leads it 20-0. The Eagles, I think, getting a bit frustrated. And I think it showed a little bit on that tackle on that play. So the official's trying to sort it out. And it'll go back 5 yards to the 26-yard line. Well, that's where the Thayer Bobcats are going to have it. First and 10 at their own 26-yard line. This will be the worst field position for the Bobcats since the opening kickoff when they had it at their own 18. First and 10. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. And now we're going to get an official timeout here for a water break. So we're 3:52 to go in the third quarter. Thayer leads Liberty 20-0. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
You've been involved in a crash, or maybe a deer is rammed into the side of your rig. What do you do now? Well, you go to Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They are now a collision repair estimate center. Just stop by anytime. They'll do your estimate. They'll deal with your insurance company and help you get your vehicle repaired and back on the road. And if your rig is dirty and needs a good detail job, well, they do those too, starting as low as $60. And, of course, they got a lot full of quality pre-owned vehicles. Oregon County Cars, collision repair estimate and detail center in Thayer. OregonCountyCars.com. Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right. Shop at Monty's where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
I'm back here at the Eagles Nest. They're still on a water break. And we'll tell you a Thayer Bobcat football tonight brought to you in part by Monty's Outdoors in West Plains. We just heard from them. Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer, along with the Simmons Bank in Mammoth Spring, the community first banking company in West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer, and Alex and Kylie O'Neill at the Remax Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. Thayer Bobcats with it, first and 10. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Thayer with the ball at their own 26-yard line. Looking to get some updates on some of the other games. Kabul still leading Willow Springs 13-7. That was an halftime. Houston leading Salem 7-6. Bobcat snap it. Ball goes up in the middle. Nope. Fitz keeps it. Going to throw. This pass is going to be almost intercepted. And then incomplete out at the 40-yard line. Now Fitz throwing that one into a little bit of traffic and goes incomplete. Thayer looking for 15 yards on that play. And they'll take it here, second down and 10 from their own 26-yard line. 3:47 to go in the third quarter. How about those Kansas City Chiefs last night? Chiefs looked like they were in Super Bowl form already. Who needs preseason football games to get in? Of course, with Patrick Mahomes back there, that'd make anybody look easy.
It does make it look easy.
Second down and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. Landry Pitts. I guess in an I formation, I'm going to give it to the back coming the other way. That is Grimes. Grimes out to the 35, all the way out to the 39-yard line. That'll be a 14-yard pickup on second down for Lane Grimes running the ball for the Thayer Bobcats. And Grimey's running about three or four times here in the third quarter and picking up good yardage.
33 yards
in the quarter. So Thayer just keeps throwing new people at you. It's Willison for a while. Then it's Madden for a while. And now it's Grimes for a while. Then they throw one to Jesse White or throw one to Kyron Magnuson. It's just playmakers all over the field for Coach Billy Weber and these Thayer Bobcats. Here the first down, brought to you by the Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Pitts takes a snap, hands off to Grimes. Grimes gets it right back to Willison. Willison, a little razzle-dazzle, get across the 40 to about the 42 before he's wrestled down. 3 yards on the pickup. Well, Thayer running a little double handoff action on that play. And Grimes can do that. Lano was a quarterback all through Mighty Mice and junior high. He was a quarterback for this team in junior high. So he knows how to handle that ball back there in the backfield. Second down and left seven after the 3 yard pickup for Willison. They are here in a power T formation. Willison, Madden, and Grimes in the backfield, double tight set. Off the spin, give it to Willison. Willison, oh, he made a nice catch, gets some room after the 50-yard line and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. That is a, well, when they mark him down, it's going to be a 10-yard gain for Jackson Willison and the Thayer Bobcats. And Willison now up to 93 yards rushing in the ballgame for Willison. A carry or two away from another 100-yard rushing game, and that would be three 100-yard rushing games for the Thayer Bobcats in the first three games of the year. Two of them by Madden the first 2 weeks. Willison had 100 in the first week, and he's looking at 100 here again tonight. First and 10, brought to you by the Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Bobcats give it on the inside handoff. That is Grimes running up the middle, across the 45, down to the 43. Good run by Lane Grimes right up the gut. He'll pick up 7 more yards on first down. Bobcats continuing to win on first down here. Lane Grimes with a good run. Bring up a second down and 3 for the Bobcats. They're leading it already 20-0 over the Liberty Eagles. We're down to just under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And that Bobcat offense has got to make a defense, especially in high school football, got to make it frustrating. Just run, 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 run. Content to pick up 5-6 yards at a time. Second down and 3. Bobcats go to hand off to Willison. Willison cuts off a good block. Gets all the way down to the 35-yard line to the 30 and runs right over a tackler before he's knocked out of bounds. Oh, my. That gets the Bobcat crowd off its seat and on their feet. What a run by Jackson Willison. Was that 20 yards? Well, they marked him out at the 31. So it was about 15. 15 yards on the carry, and that puts Jackson Willison over 100 yards on the night. And, I mean, he ran right over the tackler and landed out of bounds. Wow, what a run by Jackson Willison. And a good block out there on the end by Jesse White. First and 10, brought to you by Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Bobcats pull out backfield, giving it to Willison, this time running to the left. He's got some room to the outside if he can outrun the defender. Oh, a nice tackle out there. The ball is fumbled, and the Liberty Eagles have got it. Jackson Willison trying to stiff arm it. The defender got a helmet on the football and knocked it out of there. So Liberty will take over after the fumble recovery at their own 27-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Liberty Eagles, and finally a little something for the Eagle fans to cheer about as their team forces the Bobcats into a turnover, the first turnover for the Thayer Bobcats in the game. Liberty turned it over on the interception. So each team with just one turnover in the ballgame. Minute 24 to go in the third quarter. Liberty with it. Double wide set. See if they can capitalize on the momentum switch here. Pruitt in shotgun formation. Straight back looking to throw. Bobcats didn't get any pressure on him. He throws a strike out to the receiver on the far side. The catch was made out at the 33-yard line. That'll be about a 6-yard pickup. But the receiver had to go to the ground to make the reception. That was a good catch out there.
Number 17,
that is Gentry Ackland making his first catch of the night. Second down and 4 for Liberty. Bobcats showing blitz. Here's the quarterback looking to throw. Throws this one to the outside again. It's going to be a penalty. Thayer's going to be called for a pass interference here. The defender got there just a little bit early. I think it was Jesse White out there on defense trying to get up and make the tackle and hit the receiver just before he made contact with the ball. So that was Ackland who got hit, but he took a shot right in the back. He's a little bit shaken up, but that's going to result in the first down for the Liberty Eagles and bring the ball all the way out to the 47.5-yard line. So first down for the Liberty Eagles with 53 seconds to go in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats trying to put together their seventh consecutive quarter of shutout football defense. And it's all, they're showing blitz again. Pruitt in shotgun, bringing a man in motion across the front of the formation. Long signal count. There's a good snap. Pruitt stands straight up. Now looking to run with it. Oh, gets hit. Gets out of the tackle to 50 and brought down at the 49. Good tackle out there. Pickup of about 4 yards on the play for Pruitt. One more play here in this third quarter will be over. Thayer shuffling some more folks in there. Big Bobby Dale coming out of the game. Number 74 checking in for Thayer. That is Bobby Sanchez. 5'8 junior. Checking in the game on a second down and 6. Liberty checking their wrists for the play. Second down and 6. Pruitt in shotgun again. Corman's in the backfield with him to protect. Pruitt stands straight up, looking to throw. Got some pressure. Hit as he throws it. This ball is going to be caught all the way down the 20-yard line and out of bounds at where they mark him out. Or no, this is coming back. Apparently he was out of bounds. The receiver was out of bounds when he caught the ball. Oh, my. Oh, we got a penalty flag down, too. So the receiver was out of bounds when he made the catch. And we have a penalty flag down on the play back at about the 37-yard line. We'll see what the penalty is all about here. All the officials are getting together out on the far side. Well, that was a pretty throw and a pretty catch. And, well, Liberty's going backwards, so it's going to be a penalty against Thayer. I didn't see what the call was. A penalty against Thayer, and that'll bring it across the 40 down to the 38-yard line. So Thayer, a little penalty bug here. And 9 seconds to go in the third quarter. Liberty with it. It's a Thayer 38-yard line, first and 10. Pruitt at shotgun. Three receivers on the near side. Rolling to the near side. Pruitt looking to throw this one over the middle. Ball is going to be caught at the 33, and a big hit by Lane Grimes knocks down the receiver right there. It'll be a 5-yard pickup. And that is the final play of the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats with the lead, 20-0 over the Liberty Eagles. But the Eagles are driving. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bobcats. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bobcat fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And we're back here at the Eagles desk getting ready for our fourth quarter of action. The Thayer Bobcats going into the fourth quarter lead the Mountain View Burst Street Liberty Eagles 20-0. But the Eagles putting a little something together here on this drive. They moved the ball down to the Thayer 33-yard line thanks to a couple of penalties against the Thayer Bobcats. But we will tell you, the Bobcats have got a lot of fresh jerseys out there on defense. A lot of folks getting an opportunity to play here on a Friday night. And some of the starters getting a little chance to rest here. But you can bet Liberty starts getting close to that goal line. Thayer Bobcats probably gets more of the starters back out on the field. Looking over, see if we got any scores for some of the other games, and not seeing any updates. West Plains 27-0 over Rolla. That game up in Bulldog Country, up in Rolla, Missouri. And yet, not seeing any updates on any of the other scores. Being kind of slow to update here on this night. Here comes Liberty, second down, and about 4 yards to go. Pruitt, quarterback in shotgun formation. Got Corman on his right hip. First play of the fourth quarter. It goes Ripko in motion across the front of the formation. Three receivers now on the far side for Liberty. There's the snap. Quarterback fakes the throw. Now going to have to run with it. Gets brought down from behind. We got hit from behind and brought down at about the 29-yard line. He'll be just shy of the first down marker. Going to third down and short for Liberty. Good defensive play there by the Thayer Bobcats. I believe that was that young man again, number 20. Peyton Mills for the Thayer Bobcats. They hit him from behind. So good play by Mills. Third down and one here for the Liberty Eagles. Down under, well, down to 11 and a half minutes to play now in the game. Liberty looking for their first score of the night. And they put up 34 last week in a loss. Here's a snap to for the quarterback. He's looking to throw this one down the field. That ball's going to be intercepted at the goal line. Thayer with the interception at the goal line. And still on his feet.
Still going.
Yeah, that is Cray out to the 20. Looking to get to the sideline. He's up to the 30-yard line and tripped up right there. But a penalty flag is down all the way back at the 6-yard line.
It's like two separate flags.
Right? And we have another flag up at around the 22. So things are getting a little bit sloppy here. We've had penalties on like four of the last five plays. We'll see what we've got. The one down at the 5 might be a pass interference. But the one out at the 22, I'm not sure. Going over to the White Hats, going over to the Liberty sideline. So Chris Cray with the interception and return all the way out to the 30-yard line, but I think this is going to be nullified by the penalty. Wait and see, the officials trying to sort it all out. And they are talking with the Liberty coaches. So apparently this is going to be a penalty against the defense. So Thayer almost got their second interception of the night.
Regardless, it was a heck of an effort.
Yeah, it was. It was a good effort. It is a... pass interference on the defense. Yep, pass interference on the defense. So Liberty going to get a first down on the play. And the penalty will bring the ball down to about the 20-yard line. Well, it looked like it. And then Thayer now, yeah, Thayer getting some of the starters back out there on defense. There goes Mean Austin Green, Griffin Willison back in the game. Ball's actually going to go all the way down to the 14-yard line. So the Liberty Eagles with their deepest penetration in the Bobcat territory of the night comes with 11:07 to play in the fourth quarter. First and 10, Liberty. That's a Bobcat 14-yard line. Pruitt, the young quarterback back there, Carter Pruitt, number 5, just a freshman, making his first start. And Michael, I think he's done an admirable job. He's done a nice job, completed a lot of passes. Bobcat defense just not allowed any yardage after the throw.
10 for 14,
you'll take that any night. At any level of football, he does have the one interception. Here he goes on the first and 10 from the Thayer 14-yard line. Pruitt back with the throw again. Getting some pressure now, and the Bobcats are going to sack him all the way back at the 23-yard line. Who was that? That was Griffin Willison. That was Peyton Mills, number 20. Peyton Mills, number 20 for the Thayer Bobcats with his second sack of the night. And he was all over Daniels, who just took too much time. And that is that's about an 8-yard loss. Second down now and 18, all the way back to the 23-yard line. Liberty's got to get to the 4 for first and 10. That actually would make it 19 yards. 10:33 and the clock running here in the fourth quarter. Thayer with a 20-0 lead. Liberty in shotgun formation. Pruitt stepping into it, throwing this one deep toward the end zone. This ball is going to be incomplete at the back of the end zone, and Thayer caught a break there because the defender fell down on the play. Pass intended for number 17, Gentry Acklin. He was thrown to the outside shoulder. He was expecting it on the inside. He made a great effort trying to bring down the pass, and Landry Pitch fell down back there in coverage for the very same reason. Trying to spin to get to the ball, which was thrown too far to the outside. So third down and 18 now. And for the Liberty Eagles, you know, this is four down territory. I mean, they got nothing to lose here. They're down 20-0. May, if they're going to mount a comeback, it's got to start right now. Third down and 19. Pruitt, empty backfield. Rolling to his right. Rolling to his right. Bobcat gets some backside pressure. He throws this one incomplete. That ball bounced to the 15-yard line. That ball bounced to the 15, underthrows the receiver. And it'll bring up fourth down and 18. So just when Liberty thought they had something going, Bobcat defense steps up. And then the pass intended, by the way, for number 23 for the Liberty Eagles, that would be Michael Shoup. First time they've targeted him in the ballgame tonight. So fourth down and about 19 to go from the 23-yard line for the Liberty Eagles. Looking for their first points, and they'd settle right now for a first down and a fresh set. 10 minutes to go in the ballgame. Down 20-0. There's Pruitt. Straight back, looking to throw. Throws this one over the middle. Pass is going to be caught. Oh, a little hook and ladder. But the Bobcats will sniff it out, and it's going to come up short of the first down. Pass was complete. I believe, to number 8, Ripco, and then he pitched it to the pitch man on a little hook and ladder play, but it's well short of the first down. They picked up about 10, and the Thayer Bobcats are going to take over here first and 10 at their own, what is that, about the 14-yard line. So first and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats, so the shutout stays in order here with 10 minutes to go in the ball game. Good job by the Bobcat defense. A couple of penalties hurt them there. The pass interference call was really a big play on the interception. Here comes Landry pitch up under center. Bobcats in an offset eye with a flanker back. They're going to give it. No, Pitts is going to keep it. Oh, and there's a face mask. I don't think they saw it. They actually gave a handoff to Lane Grimes. Grimes wants a penalty flag. I don't blame him. He got yanked down by the face mask there, and the officials didn't see it. And it'll be about a yard loss on the play back to the 11-yard line. They are going the wrong way on that play. 9:44 and counting to go in the ballgame. Next week, Bobcats will be back at Lewis Bobson Field. We hope to see a huge crowd out as the big boys from Dent County be making their way down to Thayer and Oregon County. The Salem Tigers. My buddy Stan Smith will be making the trip down. Calling the game on the radio up in Salem. Bobcats here. Power eye formation on a second down and 11. They pitch it to Willison. Willison, oh, almost got out of a tackle. He's going to be tackled right at the line of scrimmage. And a nice play by the defense of the Liberty Eagles there. Number 33, Zeb Cornman, brings down Willison. But if Willison gets out of that tackle, he might have went to the house. He had a lot of real estate out in front of him there. So third down and about 12 here for the Thayer Bobcats with 8:58 to go, clock counting here in the fourth quarter. If you joined us late, Thayer leads it 20-0, a touchdown in each quarter. Nobody scores since the 9:53 mark of the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats with it here on a third down and 12. Deep in their own end. Pitts up, looking to throw. Oh, and pass is intercepted by Coleman, and we're going to get a penalty flag. Yeah, this one's coming back. It's going to be a roughing the passer call, and there was no reason for that hit. Absolutely no reason for that hit. He had let loose of the ball well before the defender got there, and the defender just plowed Landry Pitts back in the end zone. Personal foul, late hit on the Liberty Eagles. So the interception and the touchdown is coming off the board. And Thayer should get a first down out of this, I believe, because it was a personal foul. Well, personal foul. So we'll sort this thing out here. The officials getting together. They're going to mark it off from the line of scrimmage. A 15-yard penalty and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. So Thayer gets a break there, but really there was no reason for that hit on the quarterback. In this day and time, the way they call the game anymore, now 30 years ago, they might not have drawn a penalty flag, but the way they play the game now, they protect those quarterbacks who are kind of unprotected back there. And Pitts had released the ball well before the time the defender got there and just laid a helmet right in his chest. Finally, been flat on his back down at the goal line. So the Corman made a nice play for the interception. That comes off the board. 8:34 to go. First down for the Thayer Bobcats, brought to you by Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Pitts is going up under center now, and Coach Billy Weber wants to call a timeout. Thayer Bobcats looking a little bit confused out there right now. With 8:34 to go in the game, they lead at 20-0. We got a timeout on the field. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000. Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Doniphan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
Well, Thayer Bobcats coming to the line of scrimmage on the first down, brought to you by Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Thayer leading the Liberty Eagles here at the Eagles Nest with 8:34 to go in the game, 20-0. Bobcats now put together seven consecutive quarters of shutout football defensively, and their defense has dominated tonight. First and 10 for the offense here. Pitch up under center, turn, pitches the ball, got it to Willison. Willison making a nice cut, gets out across the 30 to about the 33-yard line. Be about a 4-yard pickup for Jackson Willison, who is well over 100 yards rushing on the night.
That was Madden.
Oh, was it Madden?
That was Madden.
Madden, number 25. Okay. I thought it just looked like Willison running the ball. But it was Madden on the carry. So Madden now up to about 43 yards rushing. So after 140-something last week. And Madden hadn't been the workhorse tonight. He was early in the game, and boy, he had a first half, a great first half. Counted for two of the both the Bobcat touchdowns in the first half. But been pretty quiet here in the second. Bobcats here in the split back. They're going to fake a give in the middle, and Pitts is going to keep it, take it out to the 36-yard line. He'll pick up about 3 on the option play, and that'll bring up a third down of about 2 for the Thayer Bobcats. And Thayer just working on the clock here. The longer they can hang on to the football, the longer the Liberty Eagles won't have it with a chance for a comeback. And keep in mind, they still think they got a shot at coming back and winning this game if they can get the ball back. Quarterback that throws it well, got some speedy receivers. If they can get loose, they can score in a hurry. Bobcats come out here in a full house backfield. The old power T, double tight set. Third down and a long 2. Pitts up under center. Calls the signal. Long signal count. Turn, pitches the ball to Madden. Madden's got a first down and more out to the 40, 42-yard line. And brought down. That's a 5-6-yard pickup on a third down and 2 for Jordan Madden. And the Thayer Bobcats are back in business. Another first down brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Temporary stop the clock while they move the chains. The Bobcats just keep winding that clock. Liberty making a substitution defensively here. Big number 58 for the Liberty Eagles going off the field. That is Keegan Daniels, a big sophomore. They get a sub in his place. First down for Thayer. Again, full house backfield. Double tight set for Pitts. Turn pitches it to Madden again. Madden gets to the outside. Oh, dragged down from behind. Good defensive play. But Madden still manages to get ahead for about 3 yards on the pickup. Now to keep the ball moving forward. Ball out to the 46-yard line with 6:30 to go. Thayer would just like to keep doing that right there. 3-4 yards at a time until this clock expires. Remember, they had a 7-minute possession. The opening possession of the game. Took the ball to their own 18-yard line on the opening kick. And 7 minutes later scored a touchdown with a beautiful drive. Second down and 7 here for Thayer again in the full house backfield. Pitts up under center, pitches it. This time it is, that is Willison. Willison fights his way ahead across the 50, down to the 46-yard line, and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. Willison picks up about 7 on the play. 7 yards for Willison, and another Bobcat first down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. And Thayer just continuing to grind it out here against this Liberty Eagle defense. 6 minutes remaining on the clock. First and 10, brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plank. Bobcats will come out here in the power I formation. Willison is the deep back. Madden and Grimes drip the power back. They give it to Willison. Willison looking for some room. Cuts it back to the 40-yard line, down to the 38 before he's brought down. That's about an 8-yard pickup on first down for Jackson Willison. And Willison now,
123.
Up to 123 yards rushing for the game. Second down and about 2. Clock down to 5:20 to play in the football game. Well, looks like, following a miracle comeback there, Bobcats going to win their second straight game and be 2-1 on the year. A lone loss coming at home to the Hayti Indians, 30-28. Bobcats. Full house backfield again. They pitch it to Madden this time. Madden running over the left. He cuts it back and gets down to the 31-yard line. That's about a 9-yard pickup for Jordan Madden. And Madden's starting to pile up some numbers now.
About 61 yards.
Up to 61 yards rushing now. Another Thayer Bobcat first down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Coming up after the game, we'll have the Thayer Bobcat postgame report brought to you by Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman in West Plains. Ball to the 31-yard line, first and 10 Thayer, brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Pitts again under center. Power T formation. Bobcats pitch it to Willison. Willison moves off a block. He's down to the 25 and brought down there. Tackles there by number 53 for the Liberty Eagles. That's a nice tackle. Number 53 is Brady Justice, a 6'2", 210-pound freshman. And pickup will be about 6 yards on first down for Willison. Fair Bobcats could put one in the end zone here, but they're really not concerned about that. They just want to maintain possession of the ball. Now they're 4:15 and counting to go in the ball game. Hope if you're out and about, you're making plans to get out to Lewis Bosman Field, watch these Bobcats play next Friday night against the Salem Tigers. This team really starting to put it together. And now we're going to get a whistle and a timeout call by Coach Billy Weber. Fair Bobcats taking a timeout here with 4 minutes to go in the ballgame, leading 20-0. With a big second down and four on the way, and it looks like Fair trying to get some subs in the ballgame here. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back to the Eagles Nest in Mountain View Birch Tree in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Community First Banking Company, they're always looking for ways to aid our agricultural community by offering loans to accommodate every need, from loans for farmland, livestock, equipment, or even lines of credit and more. Community First lending team has decades of experience and will listen carefully to recommend the loan that best fits your needs. Community First Banking Company, Mountain Grove, West Plains, and Thayer.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Proud to help sponsor the Bobcat Coach's Corner each week is Cruz Livestock, a licensed and bonded livestock order buying company. Give Marty Cruz a call for any of your cattle purchase needs at 417-274-7719. That's 417-274-7719. Or catch Marty any Tuesday at the Ozark Regional Stockyards in West Plains. Good luck, Coach Weber, and the Thayer Bobcat football team.
I mentioned the Thayer Bobcats will take on the Salem, Missouri Tigers next Friday night. They hope to go into that game 2-1. I just got word Salem is leading Houston now 20-7. That game in the fourth quarter. Well, Salem leading Houston 20-7 heading into the fourth quarter. So it looks like Salem will move into that game also 2-1. All right, 4 minutes to go in the ballgame here. Thayer with the lead 20-0. And the Bobcats will have the football. It is a second down and about 4 yards to go. Bobcats will line up here in, they're going to put two receivers in a bunch on the near side. And a lone back in the backfield. So a little bit different formation here for the Bobcats. Now one of those receivers goes down, the other one on the other side comes up. They are running. They're going to get a little power move. He gets the ball to Madden. Madden, trying to make a cut and slip down at about the 23-yard line. Going to be a couple of yards on the pickup, but shy of the first down marker. It's going to bring up a third down and a long one or the Thayer Bobcats. They tried to get as many blockers as they could on that left side, and Madden slipped trying to make a cut. And it'll be third down and about a yard or the Thayer Bobcats. Another first down here, and you can just about call it a night. Down to 3.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Thayer Bobcat offense took this ball over with 6.5 minutes to go. They've run 3 minutes off the clock here. And just looking to run out the clock on the Liberty Eagles. Went backfield, two receivers wide to the far side. Bobcat's going to give it to Willison. Jordan Madden got some room to the outside and then brought down at about the 14-yard line. Jordan Madden from the 22 down to the 14. That's an 8-yard pickup, and it looked like it could have been more than that. Madden down to the 14 from the 22. Is that 8? Yeah, that would be 8 yards.
Yep.
Jordan Madden now up over 80 yards rushing in the ballgame.
I got him right around 71.
Oh, 71.
He's around 7.
Oh, that's right, 63 and 8. I was thinking 18.
We'll take it on the next one, though.
Yeah. First and 10, Thayer Bobcats. Another first down brought to you by Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Bobcats break the huddle, bring two receivers wide to the near side. Grimes is in the slot. Split backs. Tied in on the far side. Bobcats pitch it to Willison. Willison, upended right across the line of scrimmage. You'll get down to the 12. A good knifing tackle in there by the Liberty Eagles. Big number 78 back in there for the Eagles. On defense, that is Caden Daniels. Went knifing low to make that tackle. 2-yard pickup for Jackson Willison. It'll be second down and 8 now for the Thayer Bobcats. 2:26 to go in the ballgame. Thayer looking for another first down here. Split backfield, double wide set on the near side. pitch, turns, just pitches it to Madden. Madden trying to get it out to the corner, turns it up at a 15, is going to be buried there. Madden going to lose a couple on that play. Jordan had a little bit of trouble with his footing out there. The field must be getting wet. And Ben, we got a little bit of, really looks like a little moisture in the air. Don't think it's rained any. But footing, probably a little bit of heavy dew out on the field. So Madden's slipped the last couple of times he's carried the ball. Third down now, about 10 yards to go. A minute 45 to go in the game. Fair would really like to get a first down here. And they could just take a knee and call it a win. Pitch and shotgun formation on this play. Third down and 10. Turn gives the ball to Willison. Willison cuts it to the outside. Willison looking at the 10, gets inside the tackler, dives down to about the 6-yard line. Well, a run by the junior. Willison needed about 11 for the first down. He's going to get about 8 of it on that play down to the 7-yard line. So it's going to be a fourth down and about 2.5 yards to go for the first down. Willison coming out of the game, and Landon Madden will check in, number 14 for the Bobcats. We're down to 1 minute to go in the ball game. A first down, and this game is in the books. Fair will take a couple of knees. Landon Madden, along with Lane Grimes and Jordan Madden in the Bobcat backfield in the power T formation. They turn, pitch it to Jordan Madden. Madden looking to get the first down. He's going to get hit, dives forward, and we'll get a first down down inside the 5-yard line at about the 4. And with 45 seconds to go, the Fayre Bobcats will have a first down. And a good hard run by the senior Jordan Madden. Jackson Willison now checks back in the ballgame. And Fayre got it first and goal to go at the 4-yard line. And I know Coach Billy Weber pretty well. There's no reason to score a touchdown here. He'll call for his team to take a knee. They'll get in victory formation, and the Fayre Bobcats are going to win their second straight game and open the SCA season with a record of 1-0. Here's a turn, a pitch. They give it to, that is Madden. Madden looking for the end zone. He dives down and touchdown. Madden gets on a simple dive play, gets into the end zone for another touchdown. The third touchdown of the night for Jordan Madden running over the right side. So Madden with the touchdown. And the Fayre Bobcats now lead it 26-0. And Fayre will line up in the swinging gate. Now they'll come to the line, and they're going to attempt the extra point here, try to make it a 27-0 ball game. Cale Willison on the kick. He attempted one earlier, and he missed it. And he missed it badly. The ball barely got up over the line of scrimmage. Here's a good snap. Ball is down. Kick is right down the middle. It is good. And Willison falls down on the play. Gets up and he's okay. The kick is good. That makes it 27-0. Fayre Bobcats with the lead over the Liberty Eagles. 20 seconds remain in the game. Fayre Bobcats will be set to kick it off right after this on the Ecom Sports Network.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
Back at the Eagles' nest, Fayre Bobcats getting ready to kick off to the Liberty Eagles. We've got 20 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Fayre Bobcats lead it 27-0. And barring a kickoff return for a touchdown here, and Liberty, if they don't field this ball, or if the Bobcats kick it out of bounds, they could get a couple of shots to go deep just to try and get a score. You'd never want to get shut out, especially when you're playing at home. And with 20 seconds left, the Liberty Eagles are on the sideline trying to figure out some way to score on this Fayre Bobcat defense, which has been really good tonight. In fact, the last 2 weeks, they have been really good. Have not given up any big plays at all. They gave up one, but a penalty was called on the play and brought it back. But for the most part, Coach Billy Weber has got to be real happy. And the whole coaching staff down there, Coach Metcalf and Coach Steed, and of course, the legend, Coach Dave Neek, got to be real happy with their Bobcat play, except for, I think, maybe the middle portion of the fourth quarter. Things got a little bit sloppy out there. Bobcats are going to kick this ball along the ground. Liberty will pick it up at the 34-yard line. And the ball carrier will get run out of bounds at about the 37-yard line. That was number 7 out there on the starting wide receiver, one of the up men. That is Drew Ripko. taken down out of bounds at the 32. So Liberty's going to have it there with 16 seconds remaining. Enough time to run a couple plays. And I know Liberty does not want to get shut out in this game. So if you're the Thayer Bobcats and Chris Cray's in there playing safety, remember Chris has an interception tonight that got called back on a penalty. And Cray did a nice job filling in safety for the injured Jace Haven, who is an AP All-State safety. That's some big shoes to fill out there for Chris Cray, but he's doing a great job, did a great job last week, and did a good job here tonight. So first and 10, Liberty with 16 seconds to go. I'd look for a deep pass or some trickery here. Daniels looking to throw up. A quick out's going to be caught by a Ripko. He gets that back inside, and that's going to be the final play of the game. He gets tackled at about the 45-yard line. It's going to be a 9-yard pickup, and the clock is going to run out on the Liberty Eagles. Our final score, 27-0. The Thayer Bobcats have beaten the Liberty Eagles here at the Nest. And the Thayer Bobcats have now beaten the Liberty Eagles 4 seasons in a row. 2 at home and 2 here on the road. We're going to take a timeout. Again, your final score, 27-0. Thayer Bobcats with the win over the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagle. We'll be back with your shelter insurance and Drew Eckman post-game report in just a couple of minutes on the ETOM Sports Network.
Your voice lets them know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Eckman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
What to take to the great outdoors with that new side-by-side or maybe an RV? Maybe you have your eyes on a new car, truck, or boat. Whatever moves you, Community First can help make it yours. Come talk with a representative and find out how you can get a loan with low interest and monthly payments. Community First Banking Company, Mound Grove, West Plains, and Thayer.
Living up to our name.
FDIC.
We all have them, problems with our automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs, so maybe you need a doctor. Not a medical doctor, but a car doctor. I have a prescription. It's the Car Doctor 2, north of Thayer on 63. Auto repair, maintenance, flat tires, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, you name it. Just call Corey or Steve, and they'll pick up and deliver your rig. Should you break down, they offer roadside assistance. Now that's what the doctor ordered. Car Doctor 2 has the technology to program GM and other models for optimal performance, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
We're back here to the Eagles Nest after the ball game. Thayer Bobcats have beaten the Liberty Eagles here tonight on the road, 27-0. Let's review the scoring here as we open the Thayer Bobcats postgame report brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Director of West Plains. Game opened up with Thayer Bobcats receiving the kick, got it at their own 18-yard line, and proceeded to march the ball down the field. A 7-minute drive that resulted in a Landry pitch to Jordan Madden, 16-yard touchdown pass. Thayer attempted the extra point, 2-point conversion. It was no good, and the score was 6-0. That's how it stayed until the second quarter. With 3:27 to go in the half, Jordan Madden, after the Bobcats put together another 6-minute-plus drive, got the ball down to the 3-yard line. He scored on a 3-yard run. 2-point conversion was good. It was a pass from Landry Madden to Jordan Madden, or Landry Pitts to Jordan Madden, and 14-0 with our score at the half. Thayer Bobcats dominated the third quarter, and with 9:53 to go, the opening possession of the third quarter, Landry Pitts hit Jesse White for a 34-yard touchdown. Extra point attempt was no good. It was 20-0 after three quarters of play. And the Bobcats scored here the final touchdown right at the end of the ballgame. Jordan Madden, a 3-yard touchdown run. Extra point good. Thayer wins it, 27-0. Jordan Madden accounting for 3 of the Bobcat touchdowns tonight, 1 on the pass reception and 2 on short runs. Fair Bobcats just dominate the Liberty Eagles here tonight at the Eagles' Nest. And Michael's working on the final game stats, but it's going to be heavily lopsided in favor of the Thayer Bobcats. Again, your final 27-0. Thayer now with back-to-back shutouts. 36-0 last week over the Highland Rebels. 27-0 this week over the Mountain View Birch Street Liberty Eagles. You're listening to the Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains post-game report. We'll be back with your final stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashland, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center, now open in Ashland, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
When you're looking for a real estate agent, you might want someone who has all the knowledge, who knows all the tools, and who sees all the possibilities. When you're looking for an agent who knows all their stuff, then you might want a RE/MAX agent. RE/MAX, don't worry, we've done this a million times. Each office independently owned and operated. There are some real estate agents who rely on technology to do their jobs for them.
I have a question about my listing price.
Estimated wait time, 2 hours.
And then there are RE/MAX agents who are with you every step of the way. RE/MAX, don't worry, we've done this a million times. Each office independently owned and operated.
Southern Bank has served the financial needs of America's heartland for over 130 years. They offer excellent checking and savings accounts, as well as loans, and you're going to love Kasasa. It pays you. Stop in for a visit or check out all their services at bankwithsouthern.com. Southern Bank and Thayer will always continue their mission of outstanding customer service and giving back to the communities they serve. That's why they're a proud supporter of Thayer Bobcat football. Strong roots, strong branches, Southern Bank and Thayer, member FDIC.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And back at the Eagles' Nest, you're listening to the Shelter Insurance Fair Bobcat postgame report brought to you by Andrew Eckman, your Shelter Insurance agent in West Plains. Now let's take a look at the individual stats. Again, if you've joined us late, Thayer dominating the Liberty Eagles here tonight. And really not so much on the scoreboard. Final score 27-0. But the Bobcats scored 8 touchdowns in each quarter. But on the statistics, that's where it really tells the tale. For the Liberty Eagles tonight, they had 25 yards rushing for the game. 72 yards passing, and the young quarterback was accurate tonight. I mean, don't take anything away from the accuracy of Pruitt, the young freshman quarterback, making his first start tonight, and what a game they have to make a start in.
Oh, excellent.
I guess a really good Thayer Bobcat defense. But he was 12 out of 18 for 72 yards, and he did have the interception that he threw in the first half. But the difference tonight was the Thayer Bobcat defense just did not allow any yardage after the catch. Liberty making plays. I mean, they completed 12 passes, but again, for only 72 yards, that is a 6 yard per catch total. And that's just not going to win you a lot of football games. 97 total yards for the Liberty Eagle offense in the ballgame tonight. And again, these are all unofficial numbers. Now, for the Thayer Bobcats, they had 116 yards rushing in the first half. They ended the game with 273 yards on the ground, 62 in the air. Landry Pitts with 4 for 10 throwing the football, 335 yards of total offense for the Thayer Bobcats tonight. They were led by, Willison. Willison carried the ball 25 times tonight for 141 yards. Jordan Madden, 19 carries for 74 yards. He also caught 3 passes for 28 yards. And Lane Grimes, 7 carries for 39 yards in the game. Pitts had 19 rushing yards and was 4 for 10 throwing, again, for the 62 yards. Our leading rusher for Liberty was Zeb Corman. He carried it 10 times for 20 yards. Pruitt 12 out of 18 throwing the ball for 72 yards at the interception, and he had 5 rushing yards. So again, a pretty dominant performance by the Thayer Bobcat defense. Back-to-back shutouts. Now Thayer's got to start getting ready for the Salem Tigers, who are coming to town next Friday night. That game will be over at Lewis-Bosman Field. We hope to see a big crowd out to watch what is becoming a very good Thayer Bobcat football team. And we all knew they were going to be really good. I mean, there were high expectations. And people kind of got down a little bit when starting quarterback and starting safety, the all-state safety, what's his name? Jace Haven went down at the Jamboree. But this team is really starting to rally now, and you know, it's kind of the next man up. Landry Pitts is doing an admirable job at quarterback, running the offense. And you could tell tonight they were getting more comfortable. They were able to run more plays, do some a few things different than what we did a week ago over at Highland. So, yeah, this team really starting to come together. And you know, when you start playing as well as they're playing right now, especially defensively, and you think, well, we've still got our best player going to be joining us here in another 2 or 3 weeks. So that is, I think we're looking bright for the Thayer Bobcats on this season. So Thayer now 2-1 on the year. Liberty Eagles dropped to 1-2. Thayer 1-0 in the SCA. And they'll be right back in conference action next Friday night when they tangle with the Salem Tigers. All right, we need to name the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, brought to you by Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. We'll do that in 30 seconds on the Shelter Insurance post-game report.
Flag is down. Another flag comes in.
There are 6 flags on the field.
Ozarks Medical Center encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. We hope you never have to visit OMC's orthopedic clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, as well as total joint replacements. Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics are cheering for you and here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
All right, so time to name the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. And I'm going to weasel my way out of this one tonight. We're going to go with co-players of the game tonight. We're going to go with Jackson Willison, 25 carries for 141 yards on the ground, and Jordan Madden. Jordan accounted for 102 yards of total offense. He had 74 on the ground, 28 yards in the air on 3 receptions, and he accounted for 3 of the Bobcats' 4 touchdowns tonight. So
not a bad day.
Jackson Willison and Jordan Matt, your Thayer Bobcat co-players of the game. I hope you've enjoyed our broadcast tonight. We'll say thanks to Michael for riding along and sitting in for Statman Adam, and we hope Statman Adam will be back with us again next Friday night when the Thayer Bobcats play over at Lewis-Bosman Field against the Salem, Missouri Tigers. Thayer Bobcat football tonight brought to you by Cruise Livestock, LLC in Thayer, State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil in Thayer, Alex and Kylie O'Neill at the RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange, the Community First Banking Company, the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic, Southern Bank, the Thayer Pizza Inn, Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, the FNBC Community Bankers, Monty's Outdoors of West Plains, Thayer Dental Care, which will donate another $200 to the kids of St. Jude, $50 for each touchdown the Thayer Bobcats scored in the ballgame tonight. Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer, also Oregon County Cars, Simmons Bank in Mammoth Spring, Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley in Thayer, Dr. Mike Kersey and the staff at the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Knox Orthopedic and Mountain Home in West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply of Thayer and West Plains, and Ozarka College in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas. Again, the Thayer Bobcats win it tonight 27-0 over the Liberty Eagles. We'll be back in action again next Friday night at home with the Salem Tigers. We hope to see you on a Football Friday night.